Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Tzadik Vav, and we are 6 lines from the bottom of daf Tzadik Hei Amid Beis, moving along in Perek Chelek. So one thing we've learned a lot about in Perek Chelek is Nach. We've had the opportunity to go through the story that's recounted in Daniel Perek Gimel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, who refused to bow down to the Tzelem of Nebuchadnezzar, was Avodah Zarah, wasn't Avodah Zarah, Shitas Rabbeinu Tam throughout Shas. Rather, they allowed themselves to be thrown into the Kivshan HaEsh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed a miracle for them in the same vein that he had performed the miracle to Avram Avinu in the end of this week's parasha, when he was thrown into the Kivshan HaEsh by Nimrod. We spoke a little bit about the episode of Chizkiyo and Sancheriv, where Sancheriv had come with the Assyrian army. He had laid siege to the southern part of Eretz Israel, and he wanted to do to them exactly what his predecessor had done to the northern part of Eretz Israel. Shalmaneser, 10 years earlier, who was also a king of Asher, had taken the 10 tribes, Aseres, Ashvatim, and Tagalus, and now Sancheriv wanted to do the same thing to the southern part of Eretz Israel. But as we saw, there was a very big difference between the way the Yidden in the north had behaved and the way the Yidden in the south had behaved. The Yidden living in the north were Uvdei Avodah Zarah for the most part. The Yidden living in the south were members of perhaps the greatest generation to ever live. Sheker Achein Zedor Shal Moshe. Vehevel Ayoifi Zedor Shal Yeshua. Isha Yeres Hashem Hi Tesalos Zedor Shal Chizkiyo. The Mount of Torah that went on. Children, older, younger, Tumas, Tyrus, everything was unbelievable. It was an unbelievable proliferation of Torah. And it was for that reason Sancheriv was not able to defeat Chizkiyo in the same vein. And it's for that reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed unbelievable miracles. Miracles that took place B'chatzi HaLaila. We saw the Gemara yesterday where the Gemara says that even though the Pasuk says there were 185,000 troops that came to attack the Yidden, really it was 2.6 billion minus one. But it was a lot more than that. 185,000 leaders, ranking officials. But it was an unbelievable miracle. We saw a little bit yesterday about the story of Noiv Ira Kehanin, where Shaul, Doyego Adoimi, killed Achimelech, who was the Kohen Gadol at the time. When the Mishkan was in Noiv, there were 85 Kehanim, but he killed the entire city, not just the Kehanim. Noshim, Manoshim, Vitaf, killed the behemoths, wiped them out, because he felt, or he suspected, that Achimelech was conspiring together with David HaMelech, who at the time was running away from Shaul. So we're getting to learn a lot of Navi, a lot more Navi to come, but I just wanted to make one disclaimer, and that is, you know, we go through these parshias and Navi, and sometimes they're hard to read. I just can't believe that Shaul HaMelech, someone of that stature, would go and commit such cold-blooded murder. And we have to realize that we have a Torah Sheva'al Peh, and the Torah Sheva'al Peh explains everything that happened. And Shaul HaMelech, despite the fact that when you read the parish of Noir Ira Kehanim, goes down in our history as one of the great tzaddikim to ever live. As a matter of fact, the Gemara says in the Masechtas Yuma, Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, that a person doesn't realize sometimes how much Siyata Deshmaya he has. David HaMelech committed 2 Aveiros, and he lost his Melucha. He retained his Melucha. Shaul did only 1 Aveiro, and he lost his Melucha. And what was the 1 Aveira? The story with Agog. Now the Gemara asks Akasha, what about Noiv Ira Kehanim? So the Gemara says that Shaul had lost his Melucha, or is already decreed before the story of Noiv Ira Kehanim. So you see that it wasn't because of Noiv Ira Kehanim that he lost his Melucha. But the point is, Shaul, Achas, 1 Aveira, maybe 2 Aveiras, it's Doyego Adoimi, who played a role in the story of Noiv Ira Kehanim, that the Mishnah says, Ve'ilu She'inam Chelik Leilam Haba. But Shaul himself certainly does have a Chelik in Leilam Haba. So the truth is that Noiv Ira Kehanim is no different than a sugya that you learn in Asham and Ezekiel. You have to sit down and you have to go through it with all the chazals and the rishonim and the marshal and chedushi agadis and the marals and the ben yoyadis and all the different mafarshim to get a good understanding of what's going on. But we do what we do, which is reading the psukim as they are, but at the same time being mindful in back of our mind that these are all things that have to be taken in the proper context, and these are things that really need to be looked at through the hashkofa of Chazal, which is the Torah Sheva'al Peh. But either way, we're just wrapping up here the part of Perek Chelek that deals with Sancheriv and Chizkiyo. So the Gemara had said that even though the Malach came, the Malach Gavriel, and he wiped out the army of Sancheriv, 2.6 billion minus one, but there were some survivors. How many survivors was Machlekes in the Gemara? One man said 10, another man said 9, another man said 14. The last Manda Amar that we had was Rabbi Yochanan, who said 5. And who were these 5 people? They were celebrities. Sancheriv, Ushnei Banov, and his 2 sons. Nebuchadnezzar, Benivus Radin. Zog the Gemara. How did Rabbi Yochanan know this? Nivus Radin Gemara. The fact that Nivus Radin was one of the soldiers that had been a member of Sancheirav's army at that point, and that he survived, that's something that he had been Messiah. Nebuchadnezzar, the Reve di Revi, Dome, Lebar Elohe. When Nebuchadnezzar sees Hanani, Mishael, Azariah in the Kivshon Ha'esh, see, he says he sees four people. He sees Hanani, Mishael, Azariah, and then he sees a Malach. How did he know what a Malach looked like? He must have seen the Malach Gavriel, who, by the way, was the Malach that had saved Hanani, Mishael, Azariah from the Kivshon Ha'esh. He had recognized him. We've met before. Oh, he knew the Malach Gavriel. He knew him because he was the one that came and defeated Sancheirav's army. Thus, Rabbi Yochanan knew that Nebuchadnezzar must have been one of those people. Sancheirav v'shnei banim. How do you know the Sancheirav v'shnei banim were two of the survivors? That's really a pasuk. Vayihu mishtachav v'beis nisrach alikav. Sancheirav, the pasuk says, clearly survives this war. He goes back home. He goes straight to his base, Avodah Zarah. He's going to have some words with his Avodah Zarah now, because things did not play out the way he thought it was supposed to play out. Adar Melech v'Saretzer bonov hiku b'cherev. And his two sons, Adar Melech and Saretzer, they see his father. And to put a nice ribbon to this story, they kill Sancheirav, and that's the end of the story. Says the Gemara, Omar Abavo, Umali Mikrokasa V'Efshalim. We're not for the fact that the following pasuk is a pasuk. It's something that we would never have a right to say. And this is a pasuk in Yeshaya Perek Zayin. Listen to this pasuk. Dichsev Bayoy Mahu, on that day, Yigalach Hashem, Hashem, as in Hakadosh Baruch Hu, will shave Bitar with a razor, Haskira Be'evrei Nor B'Melech Asher. So Yeshaya is prophecy, he's saying Nevuah, that at some point in the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoidei v'atzmai is going to take a razor, and he is going to shave the hair of Melech Asher. As Haroish, the hair on his head, V'sar HaRaglayim, the hair on his legs, V'gamis HaZochen Tispa, and the beard on his face. So said Rav Avo, Umoli Mikra Kosev Yashalayim. This is something that we can never say, but the pasuk says, Yeshaya Navi said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu somehow is going to be the barber, he is going to shave Melech Asher. Zok the Gemara. You know which Melech Asher was referring to? It was Sancheirav. And it was those events, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shaving the hair of Sancheirav, that led to Sancheirav's death. And the Gemara now is going to tell a very cryptic story, but we'll just read the story. Also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoyde v'yatzmai came down on this world, and he came looking as a gavra sabba, as an old man. On my way, he comes to Sancheirav, and he tells Sancheirav, ki also the gavi malchi mizrachu mairav. When you go back to the kings of mizrachu mairav, da isesinu livnayu katlinu. If you remember, when the pasuk went through all the officers that Sancheirav had enlisted in his army, it said there were 45,000 princes. A prince, by definition, means he's the son of a king. That means he had taken princes from all over the world, and he had enlisted them into his army to go do what he was doing. So now that these people died, he was going to have to send letters, telegrams, shluchim, whatever, to their fathers and tell them that, you know, unfortunately, your son was killed in battle. So this old man, who's really a Kadosh Baruch, who comes to Sancheirav, and he says, tell me, when you go to the Malchei Mizrachu Ma'ariv, whose sons you killed, my Amrisu, what are you going to tell them? You're going to look, how are you going to explain yourself? On Malays, he told him, Ahu Gavri Bahu Pachtan Ami Yosef. He says, you have no idea how much this bothers me. I'm tormented by it. I don't know. I'm afraid. I talk to don't know. On Malay, Hechi Navid, you have an idea? On Malay, yes, I have an idea. Zil Vishani Nafshuk. What you need to do is you have to start traveling incognito. You have to create some sort of disguise so people shouldn't know who you are. The Maya Shani says, what am I supposed to do? How do I change myself? Oh, Malay, Zil Isilim Aspra. Go bring me a scissors. The Egazi Chana, I'm going to shave your hair. I'm going to cut your hair. And by cutting your hair, in that way, you're going to look at least a little bit different. He says, Mehechi Isi, I don't have scissors. Oh, Malay, Ulahu Beis. He says, see in that house, there's somebody there. He has scissors. Va Isi, and go get from him. Also, Ashkenazi goes, he knocks on the door. He says, can I borrow a pair of scissors? They say, absolutely, but one moment. Also, Malachi Ashur, he says, they were really Malachi Asher is there. And at the time, they were grinding dates. Can I borrow scissors? I'm like, yeah, but you're going to pay for it first. I need you. We have a griva full of tamarim that we need to grind. take this grievin, I want you to grind it, and then I'll give you the scissors. He says, hey, needed the scissors. He walks out with Adas, he walks out with his Norelco scissors. It was already dark at night. So he told him, Zil, I see Nuros. He goes to the old man, and he says, are you going to shave me? He says, hey, I need some light. I need a little bit of better lighting. He says, why don't you go bring a fire? Also, I see Nuri, when he brought a fire. Sancheir was blowing on the fire. Itle be Nurib the Dikna. The fire started getting big, and it was flaming. It got caught onto his beard, and his beard is now on fire. So what did he do? Oh, sounds like a hashtag. Ozal Gassi the Reish of a Dikna. So he goes and he shaves his beard. Amru Haine Dikhsi Vigames Hazokon Tispe. He says, that's why it says Vigames Hazokon Tispe, meaning originally he was just going to shave the hair on his head. But once his beard caught on fire, he had no choice but to shave his beard. So that's Vigames Hazokon Tispe. So the Gemara, Amru Rapapa, Haine Dikhsi, this is what people mean when they say, Gorerti Larmor Shapele, if you singe in a Yehudi, and he likes it, then you should try setting his beard on fire. See if he likes that. And if he likes that, then this person's going to be a constant source of chizik for you. Anytime you want to pull a prank on somebody, I mean, if he lets you even shave his beard in that way, then this person will handle anything. There's no practical joke that this person can't handle. Either way, the Gemara says that Sancheiriv just had his head shaven. He had his beard shaven. So, story continues, and he now found a daf. Hashtag daf. But a plank from the Teva of Noach. So you see, the daf is a teva, protects you from the marble. So he goes and he finds a daf, mi tevusa de noyach. Omar, he said, hainu alakar rabbi de shezve le noyach mitufano. So Sancheiru was annoyed at Avodah Zarah. So he said, this daf right here, this is what saved noyach. So now you know the rest of it. That's what Sancheiruv thought anyway. It's not the rest of the story. He thought that the daf saved him, right? That was what had saved him. So he thought, Omar, he ozulahu garva. See, he wanted to now worship this daf. And by the way, the Maral says that Sancheiruv, to a certain degree, saw himself like Noach. Because Noach was the only one, him and his family, that survived this terrible flood, this terrible marble. Sancheiruv was a survivor. He just survived the Holocaust. 2.6 billion people were killed, and him and his two children, they're the only ones that survived. So he sees the daf as the deity, somehow that saved him. So he turns to him and he tells him that if you're going to allow me to continue to have success, I am going to take my two sons, this is old school, and I'm going to give them over as an avodah, a korban to this avodah zarah. So the Gemara says he didn't look both ways before he said this, and he didn't realize that his two sons were standing right behind him. Shambu benoi, they said, really? That's what you're going to do? And the rest is history. I know the chsev. Vayi hu mishtachav beis nisroi chelikov adar melech v'saretzev bonov hiku ba cherev. So that concludes the story of Sancheiriv and Chizkio. So why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to shave his beard, this whole story, very unclear, is a very cryptic story. Either way, Zokhti Gemara Vayter. So we had mentioned earlier in passing, when the Gemara was talking about Sancheiriv's army, so the Gemara varfed in for a moment Avram Avinu's army, or the army that Avram Avinu had to fight in the War of the Kings. So the five kings fought against the four kings. Avram was on the side of the five kings. They had captured Lot, so he got involved. So he's going up against his army. I mean, the pasuk over there says, "Vayicholik aleim laila hu va'avodav Yaakov." So pasuk it means that the fight happened at night, right? That's pasuk shav. But the Gemara says, "No, laila." Actually played a role in the fight. Well, the role. Amr Rabbi Yechon said, "I say Malach shenaz damad Avram Avinu laila shmai." The Malach that assisted Avram Avinu in his fight against these four kings, his name was Laila. Shenemava Laila. There's actually a Malach called Laila. From Yitzch Nafcham. A different shot. So also Yimay Maisa Laila. Kadosh Baruch Hu had Laila participate in the war. Shenemam in Shemayim Nulchamu Akichavim Imsiloisam Nulchamu Imsisro. What it means is that the celestial beings, the Mazolis and the Kichavim, they somehow were Mashpia to assist Avram Avinu in doing what he was trying to do. So Rabbi Yochanan said there was a Malach that assisted, and the Malach's name was Laila. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha said that it wasn't a Malach called Laila, but rather it was the celestial beings in that come out at night, such as the Kechavim and the Mazalis. That's what assisted. Amr Shalkish, Rish Lakish said, Tava de Nafcha mid the Bar Nafcha. So Rish Lakish, who was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, but in this case he said, I actually like the Pshat of the Nafcha, who's Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, more so than the pshat of the Bar Nafcha, who's Rabbi Yechanan, who sometimes was referred to as Bar Nachma. So what is a Nafcha? Nachma is a blacksmith. So Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha was called a Nafcha. Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha, because that's what he did for a living. He was a blacksmith. That's why he was called. You have Rabbi Yochanan a sandler. You have Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha. Why was Rabbi Yochanan called sometimes a bar Navcha? So Rashi says Tupsha. Either because his father was a blacksmith. So he was Rabbi Yochanan, the son of the blacksmith. Or Yidei Shleimer, because he was very handsome. And Rashi says that Navcha is milosh and handsome. Either way, Vayir Doif Adot. So we mentioned Avram Avinu fighting in the War of the Kings. So the Pasuk says that he's running, he's chasing them, and he got to Don. Rabbi Yechanan said, Kivan Shabbat Yitzhak Tzadik Adon, Toshash Koichim, when Avram Avinu came to the part of Eretz Yisrael, that one day would belong to Don. He had a chalisha sadas. He became weak. Rob Nebon of Shasidim Labadabi Dazar of Don. Because he saw Beruch HaKodesh that the Enoklach of Don in this very place one day would be Oibdei Abay Dazara. This is the northern part of Eretz Yisrael. Shalem, as the pasuk says, "Vayosam eso echa beveis el, vayosam echa nasam bedon." Af oisir roshel in eskab rachigil bedon. And by the way, says the Gemara Nevuchadnezzar, when he was traveling to Eretz Yisrael to attack Klal Yisrael, you know when he got his, he was empowered when he came to Don. Shalem, midon and nishma nacharas susav, which by the way is also a theme of this week's parasha, Parashas Noach. The idea that when a person does an avera, it could actually have an influence on the place that he's in when he does the avera. Vatishoches ha'or. That the Oretz itself was impacted. Behemoths were involved in Mishkav Zachar. People would be Zareh Chitin and Zairim would grow. So you see that a person's Averis could actually, Avram Avinu comes to Don, he was Toshash Koichai, because one day, and this is something that would happen in the future, Avodah Zarah would happen, but Nebuchadnezzar, when he came to Don, that's where he was powered. Don somehow was able to empower. He was a Koich HaTumah there because of the Avodah Zarah that once upon a time had taken place in Don. Either way, Zok de Gemara, Rab Zeir, Afal Gav de Sholach, Rabbi Ben Beseir, Minitzivin, even though Rabbi Ben Beseir was sent from the Tzivin, the following message. He said three things. He Zaru Bezokin, Shechachach Tamude Mach Masoinsei. That if you ever meet a Talmud Chacham that maybe got old and he's suffering, he's had memory loss or some other ailment, and as a result, he's not the same Talmud Chacham that he once was. So, Sol Kedai Techamina, maybe don't have to be Mechabed. Well, if he had the Torah in him, that's one thing. But he doesn't have the Torah in him. So, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira sent from Netzivim, be careful, even with a Zokin that forgets his Torah, you have to make sure to be Mechabed him. The Yizaru bevridin Rabbi Yehuda, and then he said, a halach in Hilcha Shechita, how are you supposed to shecht fowl? So, he told him, make sure that you cut the vridin in Kamakoimai. The Yizaru bevnei Amoretz, and you should be very careful with Bnei Amoretz, Shemehem Teitzei Torah. Because sometimes the biggest Talmid HaChamim, they're not the sons of Rosh Hashivas or Rebbes or big Talmid HaChamim themselves. Sometimes an Amoretz can have a son who will be a tremendous Talmid HaChamim. So if you see a Ben Amoretz, don't say, oh, he's a Ben Amoretz, so what's going to come? No. Yizaru b'bnei Amoretz, Shemehem Teitzei Torah, says the Gemara. Why do you bring this in? Amar Reb Zeir. Again, Afal Gaf to Shalach Rebbe Meseir, and it's even though Rebbe Meseir said these three things, and what we need is the third thing, that be careful with the son of an Amoretz, stating that, Ki ha milsa moidindu, you should tell him the following. What's the following? Zok de Gemara. Tzadik ato Hashem, ki orav alecha. So these are psukim in Sefer Yirmiyo, Perik Yud Beis. And actually very moving psukim. The pasuk says, Yirmiyo is talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he starts by saying, Tzadik ato Hashem, ki orav alecha. Really, Hashem, I'm not going to start up with you. I'm going to start arguing with you. I'm going to question why you do certain things. It makes no sense. Because I know you're a tzadik, and whatever I say, I know you're going to have a good answer. A real answer. Ach, however, mishpatim adaber. But there's something, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yirmiyahu talking, that I have to discuss with you. Madu aderech risham tzalecha. And he asked him the age-old question. Why is it that you find the rush of the Toivloi, and you find that tzaddik virali? Why is it that bad things happen to good people? But his question was more in the reverse. Why is it that good things happen to bad people? Shalu koboik de boget. Why is it that people that do terrible averas, netatim gam sheiroshu, they've been planted, they've taken root, yelchu gam asu peri? I don't understand. So Yo tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know there's a good answer, and I'm not contending with you, because I know there's a fight that I won't win, because obviously there's a pshat, but I can't control myself. Ach mishpotim adaber oisach. You have to explain to me, why is it I see Rishon, and who was he referring to? Nebuchadnezzar. Yirmiyo witnessed Churban Bayis Rishon. He says, Nebuchadnezzar is a Russian Rusha. How is it possible that Nebuchadnezzar is having such success? It says, well, Maya Hadri, so what a Kodesh Baruch Hu answer? Yes, Raglayim Ratzta Vayalucha. He says that if you would race with people and you would get tired, the Ech Tisachre Asasusim. If you can't run a marathon with people, how are you going to run a marathon against horses. If you can't run on dry land, how are you going to run at sea? It sounds like a very interesting answer to your yoke comes with a very intellectual, philosophical point that he's making. He says, I don't understand. There's a Rosh of a Tevlai. I'm looking at Nebuchadnezzar. He does everything wrong. He's a monster. He's from the worst people to ever live. He's having such unbelievable atzlacha. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell him? Yirmiyo, if you would have a hard time running a 5K, he says, can you imagine trying to run and race against a car that goes 0 to 60 and you're not going to be able to win that race. Okay. And if you would get exhausted running on dry land, how would you be able to run through mud and through sea? It would be very difficult. It's up to Gemara. What exactly was going on? It says Gemara, Hashem was answering Yirmiyo with a mashal. Mashal, the mechad shama yochal and there was a person that said that I could run 3 parsois in front of horses. I could run in front of horses. They won't even be able to catch me. How? 3 parsois, they bit say mayim in water. It's pretty impressive. As he's saying this, he meets some guy and he's running in his shorts, the whole 9 yards. And he says, you want to go for a run? He says, yeah. What's the fun of Shlesha Milan Biabasha? He ran with him 3 milin, not parsois, milin Biabasha vanilla. And he passed that on the side. So the people told him, Malifne Raglikach, you couldn't go running with this amateur runner. You're going to run with Fed. And Madach, you couldn't run 3 mil. Shalish parsois, alakaskama. You couldn't do it on dry land. They bitse mayim on a treadmill. You couldn't do it. So you're gonna do it on bitse mayim. Alachas kama v'kama. So what's the punchline? Av atos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yirmiyo. Uma b'schar arba psiyos. Sheshilamte liyoyser rosh hasharatz achar kvoidi atotameya. Says you're looking now at Nebuchadnezzar and you can't understand why he's having success. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm gonna spin the whole story, Yirmiyo. You're gonna walk away with something so positive now. I'm going to blow your mind. He says, you know why Nebuchadnezzar is getting schar? Because he ran. He ran 4 parsois for my covet. And for that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have to reward Nebuchadnezzar. And the reward that he's having is, Aleip Tachazer Shetog. He's having a good right now. He was successful destroying the base of Mikdash. He's the king of the mightiest kingdom. He has it good. You know why? Because he did something small. And for that, I am repaying him. So he says, could you imagine now? They weren't just runners that were able to run 3 milen on dry land. They're able to run 3 parsois bein bitze mayim. Alachas kama v'kama, what kind of schar they're going to get? Hainu d'chsev, nishbar libi bekirbi, rochav u'kol atzmoisai, hoyisi ke'ish shikr, u'kegever avara yoyin v'nei Hashem v'nei dvir kachoy. But either way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Terz Yirmiyo, he says, I understand, you're very puzzled. Doesn't make a lot of sense to you what's going on with Nebuchadnezzar. But I want you to appreciate that the reason Nebuchadnezzar has the success he's having is because he did something good. And it's for that reason that I'm rewarding him. And your takeaway shouldn't be, I don't understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ach Mishpat, there's something I have to take up with you. It doesn't make any sense. No, fakir, you should walk away with something so positive that Madach Nebuchadnezzar is going to get such schar for something so small. Can you imagine the schar that you're going to get one day for what you did? The Gemara says, Hani psiyas ma'i, where were these 4 psiyas that Nebuchadnezzar and the Chassid Apostle? Says, we had this ready earlier in the week. So who was Meroidach Baladin Ben Baladin? So he was the king of Babel at the time that Chizkiyo had his refuah shalema. So Chizkiyo didn't want to get married, didn't want to have children. So it was Nigzah that he was going to die. Yeshaya Novi comes, gives him Musar. So Chizkiyo says, you know something? I'll get married now. Maybe I'll marry your daughter. Everything will be fine. He said, it's too late. I have a Messiah for my Zaydis that a Yid never gives. Doesn't matter how dire the situation is. You never, ever, ever give up. And the Gemara says that they daven kachava, years ended up being added to his life. So he has this miraculous refuah shelema. And the king of Bavel at the time, Meroidach Baladin, Ben Baladin, hears that Chizkiyo just had the refuah. Suck the Gemara. Nishum kichol Chizkiyo. Vayechzak shodolei sforim u'mincha. So he sends him gifts. But the Gemara says, it sounds like there's something a little missing from the story. What? Just that he heard that Chizkiyo had a refuah shalema? Is there something else going on? So the Gemara says, yeah, you know what was going on? Look at the end of the pasuk. Lidrash es hamoifes asheyoy ba'aretz. There was a moifes that happened. The day that Achaz, who was Chizkiyo's father, who was a big rush, died, there were only 2 hours in the day. So usually, in a perfect 24-hour day, you have 12 hours of day, and you have 12 hours a night. That day that Achaz died, he died during the day, but nightfall came early. So there were only 2 hours in the day. Rashi says the reason is because Hashem didn't want Achaz to have a nice bakovadiga funeral, so that it should be a kapara for some of the averis that Achaz did. The Gemara talks a lot about how when Achaz died, even Chizkiyahu himself was sensitive to the fact that his father was a big rasha, so he was mevaza his mace, so that he should get a kapara when he goes up into Olam Habah. So either way, this is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. So Hashem took 10 hours from the day, he ganved it from the day, and the day was missing 2 hours. So, when Chizkiyahu had his refuah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu returned those 10 hours. That's what the pasuk says. So that was what Meroidech Baladin ben Baladin had heard. He said, what's going on? He said, what it, I heard it was a really long day, 10 hours longer? What's happening? They told him, it's because of Chizkiyahu who got sick, he had a refuah, meaning his people somehow knew this, and that's what they told him. Amrei said, there's somebody so chashev, the Melech Yisrael? I didn't realize who he was. He says, I have to send him a gift. Kosfulesi writes him a letter. And the letter says as follows, Shalma lemalka Chizkiyahu. Shalom Aleichem, King Chizkiyahu. Shalom Lekarti Yerushalayim. Greetings to the city of Yerushalayim. Shalom Lelekar Rabba. Greetings to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lelekar Rabba, the great HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara says, Nebuchadnezzar at that point wasn't king, but Safred the Baladin Havar. He was the scribe, the executive assistant of Baladin. But punked at that time, when this letter was written, he wasn't there. He also, when he comes back, they tell him that, you know, we were looking for you in Nebuchadnezzar. We couldn't find you. You weren't answering your phone. So I had somebody else go instead. And he wrote a letter now to Chizkiyahu. So he said, what does the letter say? They told it to him. He told him, I don't understand. You first greeted Chizkiyahu. Then you greeted Yerushalayim, and then only last you greeted HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What should we have done? He said, what you should have done was as follows. Shlom Alekar Rabba, first HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shlom the Kartad Yerushalayim, the city of Yerushalayim, and Shlom the Malka Chizkiyahu. Amrulay said, they told him, it's not too late. He just left. You're the one who had this patent. You're the one who realized the right way that it should be written. Why don't you run after the Shluchim now and try to get the letter back, and we can rewrite it. So the Gemara says, Rot Pasve, he started running after him. Kidderot Arba Psiyos. When he ran four Psiyos, why did he run the four Psiyos? Because he felt that how could Hashem's name be last? Hashem's name has to be first. Also, Gavril Voikme. Hashem sent the Malach Gavril, and he stopped him. He stopped. He said, Vuchanat, you can't. He stopped him in his tracks. Omer Rab Yoichanan, Umoli Bog Gavril Vemidoi. Had Gavril not come and stopped Nebuchadnezzar, and he would have ran a fifth step, and a sixth step, and a seventh step. Then Nebuchadnezzar would have been so empowered. He would have been so empowered, and there was no way in the world that Klal Yisrael would have been able to survive. Because it was in the schar of the four psiyos that he got so much. Could you imagine, had he run more than four psiyos, how much schar he would have gotten? Either way, that's the four psiyos that somehow empowered the Nebuchadnezzar. And that was the very positive, very powerful message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yirmiyahu. Says, Yirmiyahu, you're looking at a rush of the Toivloi, and you don't understand these gefelich people, they have it so good, and you're walking away with like a negative feeling from it. Just the opposite. It's just the opposite. Says, Madach Nebuchadnezzar, such a rush is getting so much schar for something small that he did. The tzaddikim, one day, you know how much schar they're going to get for the good things that they do. That was the positive message that he told them. But how does it tie into the beginning of the Gemara? Again, you have to keep the paper trail when you learn Perek Chelek. Omer Rab Zeir said that even though Rabbi Yudah Zeir sent from the Tzivin, that you should be careful with the sons of an Amma Oret. You should tell him this. What are you telling him? You're telling him, you're a Talmud Chacham. Your father's not such a Talmud Chacham. So you think, oh, maybe it's something that you did in your own schus. But this is what we tell him. We tell him that there's always a cheshbon. Your father had a schus. Because if he didn't have a schus, he wouldn't have a son like you. He wouldn't have mishpachas like you. Ah, you don't see it. Nebuchadnezzar walked four psias and look what came from it. We have no idea why HaKadosh Baruch Hu does what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. But he said, I want you to realize that was the punchline over here. Says chisuvis, the zelbis chisuvis. Just like when you see an Adam Chashuv who has a son. Vaday has a chashiv azar. It's the same schus avos. That's where it's coming. The cover that goes to your father, it doesn't go to you. That was the punchline over here. But I saw in the sefer in Eliyahu, Talmud Reb Chaim Volozhin, he says something beautiful. He says that it could be there's a connection between all three things that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira said. So we'll just mention the first and the third. The first was, Hizaru b'zokin shechachach Talmud Machmas Einzad. That sometimes you see a Talmud Chacham, we got older, and Machmas Einzad, that's the Lashon HaGemara, he forgets his learning. You still have to be Machabre. Because even though he doesn't remember the learning anymore, you still have to give him kavod. And what was the third thing he said? V'hizaru b'bnei ha'me'aretz. You have to give kavod to the sons of an ha'me'aretz, shemehem teitzei Torah. So he says he thinks the two things are connected. He says, you know when a person who maybe is an ha'me'aretz has a son that's a Talmud Chacham? It's when that person really wanted to learn and had the opportunities been there for him, maybe he would have been a yeshiva. He would have said, there's a lot of people that wish they had the opportunity to learn. But the circumstances doesn't allow it to happen. It could be financial circumstances. It could be whatever it could be. There's always a situation. There are people that wish they would have been able to spend time in yeshiva. They wish they could have been able to learn. That person wasn't able to reach his potential, but it's machmas oitzoi. Zokav Yehuda ben Beseira, beware of his son. Watch out for his kids. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to allow his sheifas, his desires that he always wanted for himself, to manifest themselves in his children. That's the Hizaru b'bnei ha'me'aretz. Shemehem teitzei Torah. It's in the same vein of Hizaru b'zokin sheshachach tamudah. Either way, so we mentioned a little bit of Nebuchadnezzar and Nebuzraddan. Now we're going to mention a lot of Nebuchadnezzar and Nebuzraddan. Gemara is going to do what it does. Says the Gemara, my Baladin ben Baladin. Amri, the Gemara says. It's a funny name, right? Meroidich Baladin ben Baladin. Baladin Malkah. But really, the king of Babel was Baladin. But Vishtani api v'havi ki de kalba. And what happened was something. His face became like the face of a dog. Havi yosef brea malchusa. So it didn't, like, he wasn't well and sort of embarrassed from the way he looked. So his son took over the malchus. Listen to Kiburav. The Gemara says, ki havi kosef. When this son, whose name was Meroidach, who's the son of Baladin, would sign his name, havi kosef shmei, who shmei da'avua, Baladin Malka. So meaning his name was Meroidach ben Baladin. But he would write Meroidach Baladin ben Baladin to give kovet to his father who had been the previous king. And the reason he did it was, says Rashi, to show that even though people looked down at his father, people embarrassed him, he was proud of him. And he didn't care. And to him, it was his father. So to give kavod to him, and that says the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Ben Yechabed of, who's the epitome of a Ben that's Mechabed his father? It's this Melech Bavel. It's Meroidach for this tremendous kavod that he had for his father. He didn't care what people had to say. So the Gemara, the Eved Adoinov. Who's Eved Adoinov? The end of the Pasuk. Who's the Eved that had tremendous respect for his master? The Chziv. It was in the 19th year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel. What's going to happen that year? That was the year the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. But Nebuzradin Rav Tabachin, Nebuzradin, who was the chief executioner of Nebuchadnezzar's army, Amad Lifnei Melech Bavel, he came to Bavel b'Yerushalayim, v'yistroif es Beis Hashem es Beis HaMelech, and he destroyed Beis Hashem u'Beis HaMelech. So if Nebuchadnezzar was like Adolf Hitler, Yemach Shemoy, Nebuzradin would be like Eichmann. That's who he was. He was the chief executioner. He was the person that oversaw the actual, he was on the ground, the chief operating officer, so to speak, of Nebuchadnezzar's operation. Zok the Gemara. So it's in the 19th year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign. This is the year the Beis HaMikdash was Chorev. So Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Bavel, and Nebuzradin, they're both in Yerushalayim. Right? The Pasuk says Nebuzradin is there, and he's standing Lifnei Melech Bavel by Yerushalayim. Zok the Gemara. Mi Sog Nebuchadnezzar Yerushalayim. Is that true? Is that where Nebuchadnezzar was when the Beis HaMikdash was Chorev? Except the Pasuk says, Vayalu Oisei Melech Bavel Rivlasa. Vam Rabbevo, Zuan Tuchio. Rabbevo said that at that time when the Beis HaMikdash was Chorev, Nebuchadnezzar was on Tuchia. He wasn't in Yerushalayim. Nebuzradin was the one that destroyed the Beis HaMikdash on the ground. Nebuchadnezzar was sitting in his fancy corner office. He wasn't there. He was in Tuchia at the time. So, the Gemara, Rav Chizdov, Rav Yisrael, Rav Dimi Chadab once said that the reason it says Nebuchadnezzar was there because Dust Yukne Hei Chakukalei Amerkavta. So, Nebuzradin had a chariot, and on the side of his chariot there was a picture of his king, Nebuchadnezzar. So that's what it means he was there. He wasn't really there, but he was in front of him because he was that Nebuzradin had so much covered for Nebuchadnezzar that it was v'doyma k'misha oymer b'fonav. It was literally as if he was standing in front of him. So it says the Gemara, Ben Yechad of, that's a Melech Bava. That's referring to Meroidech Baladin Ben Baladin. And the Eved as Adoin of that's referring to the covet that Nebuzaradan had for his Adoin, who was Nebuchadnezzar. Zok de Gemara. Omar Rava. This is Gemara's that you can learn at Tisha B'Av. Omar Rava. Tin Klas Ma'akud Naisa Naruga the Parzal the Shalu the Parzal the Shalu the Parzal the Shalu. Then when Nebuchadnezzar sent Nebuzaradan off to go destroy the Beis HaMikdash, he sent him 300 mules, and these mules were carrying axes. Axes that were going to breach the walls of Yerushalayim. Kulu Bilasinu Chadash in Yerushalayim. Stating that, Nebuchadnezzar comes with his people and they start banging at the first gate of Yerushalayim and all the axes minus one broke. They couldn't knock the wall down. Shenemar Pituchel Yochad Bechashel Vechelapois Yahaloimun. Bold the meheder, so they wanted it with retreat. Omar, Mr. Fino, meaning if Nebuzaradan felt that this is not going the way he was hoping it was going to go, he was off to a very slow start. And as a result, he said, maybe this is not such a good idea, because maybe Hashem is going to do to me exactly what Hashem had done not that long ago to Sancheirev. Nafka, call of Omar, Paschal came out and said, Shaver bar Shaver, Nebuzaradan Shar, no, jump in, spring around, you can do it. The Mata Zimna, the Mikdash Acharev. See, when Sancheirev came, the opportunity wasn't there. Because Klal Yisrael at the time were Batku Midon Vad Be'er Sheva, and all they do was learning Torah. But unfortunately, Yidden had sinned since then. And the Yidden are not the same people they were when Sancheirev came. He couldn't have success, but you're going to have success. Because the time has come for the Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed. For the Heichel to be burnt. Poshlechad Narga. Son of Uzradin heard that. He was empowered. He took his last axe. Also, Machie Bekoif of the Ispach. He was able to break down the door. Shinema Yivad Kamevi Lamoyla Besvach. Eats. Loshin Yachid Kardumas. Habakot of Azadamatalechalo. So, Nebuzaradan is going through Yerushalayim. He's going through the old city. He's coming to the Makam HaMikdash. The Gemara says he now came to the Beis HaMikdash, the first Beis HaMikdash. Adlik Beinura. He light a fire. Govehechalo. So the Heichel began to ascend upward, meaning the fire was going to consume the Beis HaMikdash. But Dorchu Beim in Shemaya. From Shemaya, they pushed the Beis HaMikdash down. Shenemer Gas Dorach Hashem Lepsuas Bas Yehuda. It was pressed down. Like an olive is pressed. The Beis HaMikdash was being pressed down. Kozoi Chadaite. So Nebuzaradan saw that it was starting to work out. Nafka Baskol of Amrli. The Baskol came and the Baskol said, listen, you're right. It's going to work out. But it's only going to work out with our assistance. In fact, Ama Ketilas Kotlas. You can have gaiva for what you're about to accomplish. This Beis HaMikdash that you just, or are about to destroy, or this nation that you're about to, they're dead already. I'm a ketila katlas. You're killing a dead nation. Hey, chalakal yakalas. You're burning a burnt Beis HaMikdash. Kimcha tchina tchinas. It's like you're grinding flour. Shenemar kirei chayim v'tachani komach gali tzamoseich chesbi soivel gali soik ivri nahorois in the context of Churban, and the pasuk talks about grinding flour. That's what the Baskol told Nebuzaradan. That is true. We're going to allow you to do, but realize you lit the fire. We pushed back. Now we're going to allow it to happen. We're going to allow it to happen, but realize we're the ones that are making it. It's happening in Shemayim because of the Averis of the Yidden. This has really nothing to do with your kayak. Either way, the Gemara tells a story that we all know. Nebuzaradan comes into the Heichel and he sees the blood of the Navi Zechariah that was boiling. Amalu Maya, he says, what is this? Amalu, they told him, Dam Zvach and Hudesh Tapach. It's the blood. You know, we bring a lot of karbonis, a lot of sacrifices that are brought every day here in the Beis HaMikdash. There's a lot of blood. This is the blood from the karbonis. Amalu, Nebuzaradan says, seems a little fishy to me. He says, I want you to bring karbonis, slaughter them in front of me. I want to see if the blood has the same chemical reaction as this blood here. I see they brought va'anasi, and they tried it, imedami, and sure enough, it didn't work. Kasi v'lo yidmi. Amaluhu, he said, Galili, I want you to tell me whose blood this is. What? This was some miraculous blood. What is it? The Eloi, and if you don't, Sarikta Luchul the Mesreich, the Mesreich of the Fazli. He said, if not, I'm going to torture all of you to death. Unrelated, so the Kehanim that went to the Beis HaMikdash was scared. So they told him the truth. He said, Hai Koyim Venoviyu, the blood of this person is the blood of someone that was a Koyim, and he was a Navi. Di Nabi Lidu Yisrael B'churban of Yerushalayim. He wasn't just any ordinary Navi. He was a Navi who had said Nevuah about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Kehanim at the time were so disturbed by the message that he was giving, they didn't want to hear it. They went to Katlu and they killed him. And since this had happened, the blood of this Koyim Venavi, the Navi Zechariah, is boiling over here, and that's what you're looking at. Amalahus and Nebuzaradan said, Anam Efaisinaleh. He said, I'm going to find a way to get the blood to stop boiling. We say this in Kinnis, on Tisha B'Av. I see Rabbanon. See, he brought Rabbanon, Kotilove, he killed the Rabbanon. And he had the blood of the Rabbanon flow on top of the blood of the Zechariah, hoping that maybe that would get the blood to stop boiling. But the blood didn't stop. I see Dar to get the Bei Rav. So then he brought young children, Yiddisha Kindalach, Kotilove, Vloinach, and that didn't either work. I see Prichi Kahunas, he brought the young Kehanim, Kotilove, Adi Kitalilove, Tishin Varbo Riboy, until he killed 940,000 Yid, almost a million Yid that were killed. Vloinach. So the Gemara says, Krali Gabe, son of Uzradin comes and he starts talking now. He says, Zachariah, Zachariah, Toivim Shabahani Bad, I already killed the best Jews. Nichola, the only next move I have is to kill everybody. Nichola, tiktalino lukulo. The Gemara says, miyad nach. And when he said that, the blood of Yischariah stopped boiling. The Gemara says, when Nevzradin saw that, he realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really the one that's calling the shots, and really everything is in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands, which means that that basko that I just told him, that Nevzradin, don't think you're doing this. I'm doing this because you didn't deserve it. And you know what that means? He did a little bit of back of the envelope arithmetic. He's probably going to have to pay for this at some point. So the Gemara says he got really scared. Hira tshuva bedaite. He had a hira tshuva. Omar, he said, ma heim shali ibdu ala nefesh achas kach. Ma dachdem, there were only mena abid nefesh achas. They took one person's life. Whose life? Zachariah. And look at the punishment. Look at what came from 940,000 of the best Yidden had to die. Ahu Gabra might have it. Well, Arak, he ran away. Shoda Pituriso Lebese. He sends some sort of get to his family, the Isgayer, and he converted and he became a Yid. And if his tshuva was accepted, which it seems to sound like from the Gemara, we're going to see already. We're not going to get to it today in Shabbos' daf, that great people came from Nevzradin. So what you see from there is, you see the Kaicha tshuva. It's unbelievable. It is someone who is the Sarat HaBochim. And his tshuva, I mean, it's hard to believe that if Hitler, Yamach Shemoy, wanted to do tshuva, we'd accept his tshuva. So we'll see, could be we wouldn't, because the Gemara is saying if it's Chanetzer, it wouldn't have worked out for it. It only worked out for Nevzradin. Either way, before we go weiter, which will probably happen on Shabbos, but before we go weiter, just one R. So one of the themes of this week was the story of Chizkiyo and Sanche. And the Gemara said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed a miracle to Chizkiyo and his generation that was one of the greatest miracles that was ever performed. In fact, the Gemara says, Vayayi Yisrael es hayod ha-gedoyla. Which Yad did the Yidden see at Kriyas Yamsuf? They saw the Yad that one day was going to come and was going to smite the Assyrian army when Sancheiriv was coming to attack Chizkiyo. The Etzpa Elohim that the Mitzrim saw when HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed the Makis, that was the Etzpa that was going to play a role in the defeat of Sancheiriv. Vahi b'chatzi alayla, it happened b'leil Pesach. This is so significant. It's unbelievable. In fact, the whole door of Chizkiyo was so significant. Dorish al Moshe, Dorish al Yeshua, and Dorish al Chizkiyo. So this unbelievable miracle that we should know more about. But this unbelievable miracle takes place in the times of Chizkiyo. But the Gemara says there was a tremendous taina. There was a tremendous taina on the Yidden after they saw that miracle. The Gemara says that the Yidden witnessed this great miracle and what you would have expected to be mentioned in Malachim Beis and in Yeshaya, the two places that the story is recounted, is Oz Yoshe Chizkiyo. And the Gemara says, why did Chizkiyo sing Shira? And as a matter of fact, it was a tremendous taina. It was such a taina that the Gemara says, Lamar Baham Misra Ulasholim Ein Kates. Omer Av Tan Chundorish Bar Kaporo. Why is it that every mem that you have in the middle of a pasuk is a regular mem, not an end of mem? It's only at the end of a word that you have an end of mem. And here you have the word lemar b'hamisra written with an end of mem. Zok the Gemara, Bikish HaKadosh Baruch Hu lasas Chizkiyo Mashiach. Chizkiyo could have been Mashiach. V'sancheriv could have been Goygu Mokar. But Omra Midas Tadin Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribayna Shaloylam, Uma David Melech Yisrael, Sh'omek Kama Shiz V'sishbach Zafanecho, Lo Yosisa Mashiach. Chizkiyo Sh'osis Loi Kol Anisim Alodo V'lo Yom Hashibi Lefanecho. How can you make a Mashiach? He didn't sing Shira. He didn't sing Shira. Either way, unbelievable miracles. Had Chizkiyo sang Shira, he could have been Mashiach, and there was a tremendous taina on Chizkiyo for the fact that he didn't sing Shir. So why didn't Chizkiyo sing Shir? So there's the rest of the story. It's a Medrash in Shir Hashirim Rabbah, Dalit Chof, if you want to look it up. The Gemara says, also Yishai legabi Chizkiyo v'siyatoi. Yishai Anovi, who lived at the same time as Chizkiyo, as we all know, comes to Chizkiyo, and he tells him, Zamru Hashem. He says, sing Shira. Amalei Chizkiyo lom. He said, why? Amalei ki geus asa. What do you mean? Look at what you just witnessed. You just saw such an unbelievable miracle. Rav Tanchin's time in the Gemara here in Perek Chelek. Omer Chizkiyo. So Chizkiyo told him, Torah shani loymed nechaperes al hashira. I don't think I have to sing Shira. You know why I don't think I have to sing Shira? Because we learned so much Torah. We learned Torah. If we learned so much Torah, I don't think that we need to sing Shira. That was Chizkiyo's response. So Yishaya Navi held that no, you were supposed to sing Shira. But Chizkiyo said, let it be known, I don't have to sing Shira. Because Torah Shani Loimed Mechaperes Al Hashira. So I'm going to tell you an unbelievable drasha that I saw from Rav Moshe Avigdor Amiel. So Moshe Avigdor Amiel, who was a Talmud Reb Chaim Moser, he learned by Reb Chaim Brisker, was also, I think, the chief rabbi in Tel Aviv. Tremendous Baal Darshan, Darshanis that it's very hard to find, but gave a beautiful drasha to explain what was this exchange between Yeshaya Hanavi and Chizkiyo HaMelech. He should have sang Shira, or maybe he didn't have to sing Shira, because Torah Shani Loimed Mechaperes Al Hashira. So he says that we know that there are two drachim in Avodas Hashem in the world today, what he calls the Chasidim and the Misnagdim. But the point is, you have the Chasidim who be'ikr serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Tvila, with Avoida, of course with Torah, but Shirois v'sishpachos plays a very large role in their Avoida. And then you have the Derech of the Yeshivas, of Reb Chaim Volozhin, of the Vilna Gaon, which is rooted more in Torah, right? The machloikis between the Baal HaTanya and the Nefesh HaChayim, Reb Chaim Volozhin, what the definition of Torah Lishma is. Baal HaTanya writes that when a person learns Torah, he has to stop sometimes and he has to think, he has to be mizboinen and real. Why is he learning Torah? Not just learning Torah because it's intellectually stimulating. You're learning Torah because you're being Dovik Takadosh Baruch Hu. You have to be cognizant of that. And Reb Chaim Volozhin writes in Nefesh HaChayim, no, because the types of Torah Lishma is a rise of the Kutcher Baruch Hu Yisrael, had the Torah in and of that's the whole Avodah. Dveikus Hashem is by being davik to the Torah. And when you think of the Shor Shenagach HaSapara, that in and of itself is the Dveikus. But the point is, Shnei Drachim, Eilu Ve'eilu Divrei Elokim Chayim, but Shnei Drachim nonetheless. So he says that it could be that these two Drachim really have a Makar in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar Rav, Be'ivri Alma, El Ledovit. Rav said that you want to know who the Tachlis of creation was. It was David HaMelech. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel said, Be'ivri Alma, Ella Lamosha. So if you take a look at Rashi, and by the way, this is Sunday's daf, Sanhedrin daf tzadik chesam and beis, le'ivri alma elu le'david, b'schus David, shayo osid lo'ymer kamash shiris v'sishbachis. So in the schus of David, who sang shiris v'sishbachis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Le'ivri alma elu le'moisha, b'shvil moisha, shayo osid le'kabal es ha'teiru. He was going to one day be mekabal ha'teiru. Rav held that the tachlis of Bias Olam was for David, who sang shiris v'sishbachis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shmuel held the tachlis of Bias Olam was for Moshe, who was the one that was mekabal the Torah. What's this machlokes? What's the ikar? Is the ikar David? Is the ikar Shiras Mrs. Bachais? Or is the ikar Moshe? Is the ikar learning Torah? So he said, Gevaldik. He said, it could be that was the Shayim over here. Yeshaya Novi held by Yivri Yamel with David. HaKadosh Baruch Hu performs a miracle. Madok David, who didn't have those miracles, sang those Shiras Mrs. Bachais. So you, sir, how could you not sing Shiras Mrs. Bachais? But what Chizkiyo hold? La Yivri Yamel with Moshe. Torah Shani Loime Mechaperes Al Hashira. We're learning so much Torah, we don't have to sing Shira. It was Mamash this Shai. It was the Shai between the Vilna Gaon and the Baal HaTanya. It was the Shai between Rav and Shmuel. Le'ivri Alma El LeDavid. Again, classic Drush. Or Le'ivri Alma El LeMoshe. But then he says something unbelievable. Then he says something absolutely unbelievable. He says, we know the Gemara. The Gemara says, in Masech Tis Brachis, Dav Chofches Amid Beis. Kishachol Rabbi Yechanon, Nichnes U Tamid Av Avakri. Rabbi Yechanon was lying on his deathbed. And his Tamidim came to you, Avakri Chayla. And when he walked in, they saw he was crying. So Amar Lei Tamidim, his Tamidim said, why are you crying? So Wong Gemara, we've gone through it together so many times, where he says, I shouldn't cry. He says, Madach, I would have to give Din V'chejm in front of a Melech Basav Adam. I would cry. I'm about to give Din V'chejm with a Melech Malchi Amlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Doesn't make sense. I shouldn't cry. He gives them a parting message. A little bit of Musar. He tells you should be afraid of Hashem like you're afraid of people. He says, that's the final message, the last thing we're going to hear from the great Rabbi Yochanan. And he says, halavai, that's something that you should do. Zok tigemar, b'shas p'tirosei, as Rabbi Yochanan Zakeh was leaving this world, Omar lehem, he turns to the people in the room and he said, panu kelim b'pnei atoma, I want you to take the kelim out of the house quickly. They shouldn't become tomei, tomas meis. V'hechinu kisei, v'chizkiyo melech Yehuda shaba. And I want you to prepare a cheer, because Chizkiyo melech Yehuda is about to come. And for 1500 years, people have been struggling with this Gemara. What does Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda have to do with anything? Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda, vukum ter alayim, v'shas p'tirosei sh'rab yeichrem en zakeh. So he said, Gevaldik. He says, you know, when a person's lying on his deathbed, usually what happens, he starts thinking about his life. He thinks about the things he did, the things he could have done, the things he wishes he would have done, his regrets. That's usually what goes through a person's mind. He says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, as the leader of Klal Yisrael, must have been thinking, as he's lying on his deathbed, of different decisions that he had made as the Gadol Hadar. And said Rav Amiel, it's poshut to him that this one moment, maybe the defining moment of his reign that must have came through. And that is with the story of Kamsa Bar Kamsa. When Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai smuggles himself out of Eretz Yisrael and he goes and stand in front of the case of Roimi. And the case of Roimi says, Rabbi Yochanan, he says, ask me something, I'm going to give it to you. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made three requests. He said, Tain li yavno v'chachona. He says, I want you to heal Rav Tzadik and the shalshalas of Gamliel should be intact. And the case of Roimi said, done. No worries, I'm going to give it to you. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva heard about what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, and he quoted the pasuk Meishav Chachamim Ocher V'Taitam Yisachel. He said, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, what? You had an up. You were standing in front of the case of Roimi. He said, make a request and I'll grant it to you. And you didn't ask him not to destroy the base of Mikdash? Had you not asked him? That's so obvious. How'd you do that? And he said, sometimes the biggest chacham could be a sochel. Meshav chachamim ocher, v'daitam yisochel. But what did Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan held that, you know what? It could be he's not going to give you the base of Mikdash. But you know something? We can survive without a Beis HaMikdash. We've been surviving 2,000 years as a nation without a Beis HaMikdash. But you know what we can't survive without? We can't survive without Torah. See, he felt, Tein li yavnu v'chachamel. As long as I know this Torah, we'll be able to, we'll make it. There'll be a day, 2007, there'll still be a Klal Yisrael that's thriving. On a Beis HaMikdash, we can survive. But without Torah, we can't. And that's why he felt, Tein li yavnu v'chachamel. But said Rav Amiel, put a little differently. Rav Yochanan held the Ikaris Torah. And if the Ikar is Torah, like Ivri Alma Ella the Moshe, he felt that if I can get something, Tein li yavna v'chachamel. Rabbi Akiva, who held Meshav Chachamim Ocher v'daitam Yisachal, he should have asked for the Beis HaMikdash, he held like Rav. Like Yivri Alma Ella the David, who sang Shiras v'Sishbachas. The Shiras v'Sishbachas that we have today is not the Shiras v'Sishbachas that we had once upon a time when the Beis HaMikdash was Chorev, it was Batul, Amud HaAvayda. We don't have the Avayda like we had once upon a time. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was making a very gutsy call by saying, like Yivri Alma Ella Moshe, the Ikar is Torah, and therefore Tein li yavna v'chachamel. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai wasn't sure if he made the right decision. And right now, as he is crying, talking to his Talmidim, he knows he's about to have to give Din V'cheshvin. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai gezog, that when I go up to Shamayim, and I have to give Din V'cheshvin, and I have to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want my attorney right next to me. And you know who my lawyer is going to be? Hechinu k'chise l'chizkiyo melech Yehuda Shabbat. Because Chizkiyo did the same exact thing. After the great miracle that Hashem performed with Sancheiriv, Chizkiyo didn't sing Shira. And you know why he didn't sing Shira? He felt he didn't have to. Because Torah Shani Loimit is Mechaperes al Hashira. Because the Ikar is the Torah. That's exactly what I hold. So I want Chizkiyo to be standing right next to me. The great Chizkiyo, he'll be there on my side to show that I was right when I said Tein li yavna v'chachamel and I didn't roll the dice. Maybe give me the Beis HaMikdash as well. But then he says something so beautiful. He says that the Pasuk says that Chizkiyo, had he sang Shira, he could have been Mashiach. So he says, the Vel tells a story that Rav Shneur Zalman, the Baal HaTanya, once went to the Vilna Gaon, and he wanted to talk to Reda Darich, this Vikuach that they had. And he knocked on the Vilna Gaon's door, and the Vilna Gaon refused to go out and meet with the Baal HaTanya. He didn't want to meet with them. They said, Alumdis, that by Tztaka, you have to be Roidev Tztaka, but when it comes to Torah, you don't have to be Roidev. He said, I don't have an obligation, I'm not Mukhuyev to come to this. There's different versions of the story, but that's the story. The Chassidim say that it was all Min Shamayah. Because the Baal HaTanya and the Vilna Gaon, had they sat together, Mashiach would have came. And it wasn't time for Mashiach to come yet. And that's why this meeting could not take place. Because the Kedusha that would have happened, how did it come? It would have happened. So he said, Gevaldik. He said, Omer Rab Tanchum said, Chizkiyo didn't sing Shira. Yeshaya held, yeah. Chizkiyo held not. These are two schools of thought. Is the Ikka the Shiras Vesesh Bachais, or is the Ikka the Torah? Omer Rab Tanchum, he says, Rabbi said, Lemar Bahamisra. You know why Mashiach's not here? Because Erhaltazoi. But if we would all come together and we'd all be on the same page, that's when Mashiach would come. So he said, unbelievable. He said that the Gemara says, Rav said, like Yivri Alma El LeDavid. Shmuel said, like Yivri Alma El Mashiach. You know, there's a third man nomer in that Gemara. We're going to learn it together. Third man nomer. It's Rabbi Yochanan. Whenever there's Rav and Shmuel, there's a third. The only one that can argue with Rav Shmuel on that level is Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan nomer, the Ivri Alma Elo, the Mashiach. And he says that was what Rabbi Yochanan was saying. David, Moshe, Rabbi Yochanan, Mashiach. That's the message. That's something we could take away from the story of Sancheiris.
So as it relates to a new Raid Bait, we've been talking about the inyan of Achris Hayomim, Olam Haba, Trias HaMesim, Gan Eden, Yemos HaMashiach, Shis Alfish Nin Hava Alma V'Chad Charuv. And primarily, we discussed the Shitas HaRambam, which is mentioned in Perek Ches and Perek Tes of Hilchas Tshuva. It's also mentioned in the Rambam's Hakdama to Perek Chelek. It's also mentioned very much at length in the Rambam's Maimer of Trias HaMesim. Today, Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to focus on the Shitas HaRambam, which is mentioned primarily in the Ramban's Shar HaGmul. So the Ramban wrote a sefer where he discussed these Dvarim Ha'omdim Berumay Shalaylam. The sefer is made up of different chapters, Kemuvin, different components of this discussion, and we're going to extrapolate from the Shar HaGmul Asher Nogei L'Inyonenu. Now, as a preface to the Shitas HaRamban, two things. Number one, the Shitas HaRamban is really the Shita of Rav of the Rishonim. Obviously, if you go through all of the Rishonim individually, there'll be a lot of nuance. But high level, the Shitas HaRamban is much more in line with the Shita of Rav of the Rishonim, in contrast to the Shitas HaRambam, which goes down as a Shita Mechudeshes, and even though, as we saw, the Chachmi Lunil said that, I don't know why everybody is getting so excited about the Shitas HaRambam, isn't it the Shita of Rav Haigoyin and the Shita of Rav Sadyagoyin? So even the Rambam had Goinim de Misayeyale, but at the same time, as it relates to the level of the Rishonim, the Rambam Shita goes down more as a Shita Mechudeshes. The Shita of the Ramban that we're going to go through is more the Shita of Rav of the Rishonim. So let's just chazer very, very quickly a very, very brief recap of the Shita of the Rambam, which will segue us right into the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam Shita is that the Toiv HaTzfuna LeTzadikim, the Toiv that the Tzadikim work for in this world, is to do Torah mitzvahs, for us to overcome our nisyonis and our yetzahara, our evil inclinations, so that one day we will merit a portion of Olam Haba. Olam Haba, in the words of the Rambam, is hachayim she'eni mohem moves, v'hatoiva she'eni mara. It's from a kamus, from a quantitative perspective. It's forever, it's nitzchias, it's chayim she'eni mohem moves, and from a echos, from a qualitative perspective, it's a toiva she'eni mara. Says the Rambam, this is the tachlis. The tachlis is to try to get to Olam Haba. In fact, the flip side of that, the worst thing that can happen to a person is for him not to merit that portion in the world to come. The Rambam says that's what we know as kares. He kares pa'olam hazeh, but there's also a concept of ti kares la'olam haba, which means that a person gets cut off. He does not have a ticket that will allow it admission into this world. Then the Rambam says, let me describe to you a little bit what Olam Haba is like. Olam Haba ein bo guf u'gviyah, ela nafshes ha-tzadikim bilvad, b'loy guf kemalachi ha-sharis. In Olam Haba, all there is neshamis. In other words, it's an Olam ha-neshamis. And says the Rambam, even though there are chazals that would seem to suggest that in Olam Haba, a person has a guf, all it is al derech chida, it's a derech moshel, because Chazal had no way of describing a hana that the neshama would get, because how do you explain to someone that's living in a guf what it means to experience a pleasure when you're outside the bounds of a guf? It's impossible. And as a result, we had to use mishalom and chidois l'sabir es ha'oizim. But in reality, says the Rambam, Olam Haba is an olam where there is no guf, there's no gvir, there's no achila, there's no shtia. All the olam hazeh, gufnias, digitivis do not exist. What it is an olam of neshamas. And the Rambam says, but I want you to know that that shouldn't be a discouraging point. To the contrary, it's a very, very encouraging point. Because us in this world, because we have a guf, we're limited in terms of the hana and the tainug we're able to have. But in olam haba, where a person has no guf and he has no gvir, he's not bound by anything, the hana that he he's able to have is so much greater than anything you'd be able to have in this world. In fact, the Mishnah says in office, Yofa Koiras Ruach Ba'olam Haba Mikol Hanois Olam Haza. Then the Rambam continues, and the Rambam says, okay, so if the tachlis of everything is Olam Haba, and Olam Haba, there's an Olam HaNeshamah, so what's Yimois HaMashiach all about? Right? Yimois HaMashiach is a very big deal. It's the 12th of the Animamims. Animamim b'muna shalemo b'viyas HaMashiach. Achakolei b'chol yom sheyavoy. What's the inyan of Yimois HaMashiach? Yimois HaMashiach is definitely going to happen in this physical world. It's not Olam HaNeshamah, which means it's not Olam Haba. But at the same time, we talk about it as being this incredible reward that one day we're going to get, right? We're trying to hang in there. Because we're holding the ikfas of the Mashiach, and then all our tzaros are going to go away. What's the point of that? If that's not the end game, that's not the toivah atzvuna letzadikim, that's not the chayim she'eni imahem maves and the toivah she'eni mara, so what is it? So the Rambam says a davar chadash. The Rambam says that in the olam haneshamos, a person in the olam of Yemois HaMashiach, a person is going to continue to learn Torah, a person is going to continue to do mitzvahs, and by him learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, he will now have an opportunity for him to be able to acquire Noch Olam Haba, and Noch Olam Haba. It's going to be a zman that's going to be very mesugel for chatoif ve'achol, chatoif u'shtei. And really, that's all it is. It's not an end in and of itself, but it's a means. It's going to be a time that's going to be utopian. It's going to be a time that's going to be very blissful. It's going to be a time that will be very muchshir and mesugel for a person to be able to learn Torah and do mitzvahs. You're not going to have all the distractions. You're not going to have all the anxieties. You're not going to have all the things that are pulling you in 8,000 different directions. It's going to be a zman where you'll be able to focus and concentrate on chatoif ve'achol, chatoif u'shtei, so that at the end of the day, you'll be able to merit more Olam Haba. And the Rambam says that if you want a good way to understand it, look at all the Yehudei HaTorah. Go through the second parsha of Krishma and parshas Bechukosai and parshas Kisavai, where it says in Bechukosai Teilechu v'nasati gishmeichem be'itam. What is that? What's that schar? The schar that a person can get in this world before Mashiach. In the Olam HaGufa HaGviya sheyesh b'yachilu v'shteya. What's that reward? It's Poshet. That's not the Iker schar. What is it? It's the Eibishter saying that if you'll do the right things and you're going to try, I'll give you an opportunity to be able to do more mitzvahs because you'll have Yishuv Hadas, and like this, you'll be able to acquire more Olam Haba. The Rambam says it's what the Mishnah said in Ovis is Schar Mitzvah Mitzvah. No, Yemois HaMashiach is going to be that at some multiple. It's going to be a zman where the entire world is going to experience an incredible state of bliss that will allow them to go ahead and acquire more Olam Haba. If that's the case, what's Gan Eden? So we know what Olam Haba is. We know what Yemois HaMashiach is. What's Gan Eden? So the Rambam in Hilchos Teshuvah doesn't explain what Gan Eden is, but in his Akdama to Perek Chelek, the Rambam does, and the Rambam says Gan Eden is a physical place in this world, like many Rishonim say in Parashas Bereishis, and it's going to be Nesgala to the world, Ba'achris Hayomim. It's going to be a Mokim that the Tzadikim will be able to experience some pleasure. Says the Rambam, what about Tchias HaMeisim? What's that? Where does that fit into the equation? So the Rambam says, you want to know what Tchias HaMeisim is? U Tchias HaMeisim yisoid mi yisoid as Torah Moshe, en dos floy histapkus ba'uma ha-Yehudis l'misha enoi maimin bozer. And you should know this is something for the Tzadikim. What that means? So the Rambam really never clarified itself. And to be clear, in Hilchos Teshuvah Perches Perkes, Rambam didn't say a word about Tchias HaMeisim. In his Akdama to Perek Chelek, he says that one line that we just mentioned. Oh, by the way, at the end of his Akdama to Perek Chelek, when the Rambam goes through the Yud Gimel Ikrim, he mentions Tchias HaMeisim, which of course is the 13th Animamim. And the Rambam says, Vayesoy Dashloisha Asa Tchias HaMeisim Ukvar Biarnu. You want to know what it is? We explained it. And if you go back and you look at what the Rambam wrote, he didn't explain it. All he said is, Yesoid me, Yesoid is Torah Smoicha. And the glatt way to understand the Rambam is that the Rambam Taka wasn't coming to explain it. Why not? I don't know. Did the Rambam himself not 100% sure in terms of what Tchias HaMeisim is? It's not clear. But the bottom line is the Rambam didn't explain it. But what is clear in the Rambam is that there will be Tchias HaMeisim, and our ikar of Emuna as it relates to Tchias HaMeisim is Tzegleven Asvetzayna Tchias HaMeisim. That is what we need to believe. Kfar biarnu. What? That Tchias HaMeisim mi yisoid dois teras Moshe. Now, the Rambam, after he printed his Hilchas Tshuva and his Akdamat Perek Chelek, and his thesis of his understanding of the end of days made its rounds, it created a tremendous tumult in the world, a tremendous uproar. And we went through that in the previous year. And because of this, the Rambam was forced to clarify his position a little bit better. The uproar that the Shitas Rambam made was, there were those that understood that the Rambam was of the opinion that there's going to be no real Tchias HaMeisim. In other words, the understanding was that whenever Chazal talk about Tchias HaMeisim, the Rambam believed that was Olam Haba. And we'll see now in today's share a little bit more why people felt that way so strongly. But the point is that when we talk about Tchias HaMeisim, what it really is Olam Haba. And if the Rambam says Olam Haba is an Olam HaNeshama, so that's just another way of saying that Tchias HaMeisim is going to be not a real thing. All it is going to be is some existence that the Neshama is going to have. From the Gemara, since not Mashma that way. So the Olam Tainit, read the Rambam. And it's not even such fine print. How many times does the Rambam say that different things that are used to describe Olam Haba is a derech chida, it's a derech mashal? He says it twice in Perek Ches Hilchos Tshuva, and he says it by Arichus in his Akdamah to Perek Chelek. So the Olam read the Rambam and they said, one second, the Rambam is so mayrich about Olam Haba. The Rambam says one line about Tchias HaMeisim. He doesn't explain it, even though it's an ikur in terms of ikri amuna, but it doesn't seem to be the critical factor. I don't know, sounds like it's probably what the Rambam must have maybe not believed that Tchias HaMeisim is going to happen in the physical sense. And really, what the Rambam wrote in Perek Tes Hilchos Tshuva is probably the Rambam's Tchias HaMeisim, and the Rambam must be of the opinion there's not going to be a physical Tchias HaMeisim. This is the way the Olam understood the Rambam. Who's the Olam? The Talmud in Damascus, the Talmud in Yemen, the Talmud and the Talmidim in Baghdad, but really, Beroish Rameir, Alevi, Abulafya, the Yad Raman, other Rishonim, the Rash Mishans, when they understood the Rambam as, you can't even say these words out of your mouth, that he's the denying a real physical Tchias HaMeisim. Now, Rambam's not denying Tchias HaMeisim, he talks about Tchias HaMeisim. Rambam says, if someone's kofer b'Tchias HaMeisim, ein lo yichelek b'Torah Moshe. But he must be denying a physical Tchias HaMeisim, because just, I don't know, it just feels that way. Do the math. And it forced the Rambam to respond to these allegations and these accusations. Again, it's hard to believe we're talking about the Rambam right here. But the allegations were fierce, they were scathing. The Yad Ramah, he referred to his letter as the Kitab al Rasail, where he's coming out, guns blazing on the Rambam. And Imamish forced the Rambam to have to tell the world that, no, I understand this is going to be a Tchias HaMeisim, and I'm Moide b'Tchias HaMeisim in a physical sense, and whoever misunderstood my writings. But really, what emerges from the mind of Tchias HaMeisim is just one nekuda. That don't think that the Rambam holds the Tchias HaMeisim and Olam Haba is the same thing, and that all the Tchias HaMeisim the Chazal is a mashal. No. All the Tchias HaMeisim, the Chazals, and all those Psukim, and all the Gemaras we learned in the beginning of Perek Chelek are meant to be taken literally. And Tchias HaMeisim L'chud, and Olam Haba L'chud. And you're right, the Tachlis is not Tchias HaMeisim. The Tachlis is Olam Haba. What then is Tchias HaMeisim? It's going to happen B'Achris HaYomim, it's going to happen B'Mois HaMashiach. The tzaddikim that are in Olam Haba are going to leave Olam Haba. They're going to come back to this world. And oh, by the way, this is a major punchline in the Rambam's understanding of how this works. They're going to die again. Because if that is the end game, Olam Haba. So if they're coming back to this world, doesn't matter how long they're coming back for. Could be Shnois Mesu Shelach. It's mashba that way from the Rambam. But at the same time, at some point, they're going to die again, and they're going to go back to the Olam HaNeshamas. Now, if the Tachlis is the Olam HaNeshamas, and they're in the Olam HaNeshamas, why are they leaving the Olam HaNeshamas to come back to this world to go back to the Olam HaNeshamas? That's one of the mysteries of the Shitas HaRambam. Rambam never explained that. Incidentally, Reb Sadia Goyen did. And Reb Sadia Goyen, as Amunus Vidaya said, that the reason that tzaddikim are going to come back to this world to be able to do more mitzvahs. It's for the same reason that we're going to have that existence. It's because of there being an opportunity to be chatoif achov, chatoif eshteh. The tzaddikim who are ready in the Olam HaNeshamas are going to be given a new opportunity, a new lease on life, come back to this world, not because that's an ikar, it's not. But like this, you'll have an opportunity now to be able to be kind a little bit more. Actually makes a lot of sense. As I state in Reb Sadia Goyen Zemunus Vedeis, but the bottom line is this is Pachas Yoyser, the Shitas HaRambam. Incidentally, one thing that's not so clear in the Rambam is what's Gehenim? Right, where does Gehenim fall into all this? Rambam says that the real Oynish that a person is going to have is that he won't merit a portion in the world to come. So what's Gehenim? That just means that you're cut off. Right? It doesn't mean you're being tortured. It doesn't mean there's fire. That's not what it means. It means that there's Olam Haba. Oh, by the way, you're not invited. Sorry, right? You're going to scan and it's not going to work. So what is Gehenim? And of course, it's Gehenim. It's a Mishnah. Mishpat Rishon beGehenim is Yud Beis Chodesh. There's so much talk about Gehenim. The emes is the Rambam in his Hakdamah to Perek Chelek, when he talks about Gan Eden for a second and Tchias HaMesim for a second, he also talks about Gehenim for a second. Avol Gehenim hu bitui la Yisurim sheyasig esor Rishoyim. It's fire. Others say it's something else. Gamarnu. This is the Rambam's entire description of what Gehenim is going to be. But the truth is, and again, it's mistaber, that whatever Gan Eden is, Gehenim is the flip side, right? Because Gan Eden and Gehenim always come together. The Rambam described Gan Eden as being a place by Umazeh, that Ba'achras HaYomim is going to be Niskala to the Tzadikim that they're going to have a Tainuk from. L'chayru, if Gehenim is the antithesis of Gan Eden, it almost sounds like that's maybe what Gehenim is as well. So Gan Eden is a physical place, Gehenim is also going to be a physical place. Again, these are Dvarim Niskovim, these are Dvarim Ma'imdim Berumay Shalaylam. Adkan. This is the Shita of the Rambam. Enter now the Shita of the Rambam. So I'm starting from the end of the Rambam. And this is Be'inyan Olam Haba. It's Simin Reish Pei Beis. By the way, if you want to go through the Ramban's Sharag Mul, so there's a Madura Chadasha that was written by a great Goyin, Rabbi Yoel Spurka. And this is the edition that is Kedai to have as it relates to going through the Sharag Mul. It's an incredible, incredible Pirish with number one, just a beer, and number two, a lot of raid in terms of understanding the Ramban and how it intersects with the Rambam and this whole Inyan. So highly, highly recommended. But the bottom line is, in that edition, it's page Tuf Yud Zayin. That's where I'm starting from. It's Be'inyan O'ilam Abba. Listen to the way the Ramban starts off his discussion about O'ilam Abba. He says, V'hine W duahu, ki ha-zoicha shebedivi Rabbi Yisenu. The one that's zoicha, right? What does it mean to be zoicha? What does it mean he made it? Right? He made it. So today, he made it means it's probably a gvir. I don't know. What does it mean he made it? Hu ha-mezum el-chayo el ma-ba. Someone that made it means he's someone that's going to be mezum el-chayo el ma-ba. The ikr has-schar etzlam b'chol ha-mitzvahs. And the ikr schar of all the mitzvahs hu ha-el ma-ba. K'may sh'amru chazal v'tischak li-yoy machroin she-kol scharen shal ha-mitzvahs einoy elo lo-el ma-ba. V'amru tzadikim gemurim nechtobim v'nechtobim le-alter le-chayo he-el ma-ba. Right, the ikr is el ma-ba. And says the Ramban, v'chein ha-el ma-etzlan. And what does it mean to be lost? What's the lowest a person can fall? Is the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, v'elu she-ein lam chelik lo-el ma-ba. So the Ramban starts his chelik of el ma-ba exactly where the Ramban starts Perek Ches in Hilchas Tshuva. The Iker, the Toiv Atzfuna L'Tzadikim is Olam Haba. It says, the Ramban, V'zeh Olam Haba, Shu Soif Matan Tzcharen Shal Mitzvot, Dober Mistapik Ube Mishnah Zu. There's a suffix over here. It's not 100% clear what it is. V'lo Nisboyer Beferish, in Hu Olam HaNeshamis, it's not clear if it's Olam HaNeshamis, V'zcharen HaMagia L'chol Achas Me'en Ba'atzma Achri HaMovis Mi'ad, and really, Olam HaNeshamis means a person dies, he loses his guf. Now he's in the Shama. Oh, so now you go to Olam Haba. Oy hu Olam Achas Yischadish. Well, says the Ramban, maybe it's something else. Maybe what it is a new world that's going to come into existence at some point in the future. It's a world that doesn't exist right now. V'yeh haschar beguf ubenefesh. And it could be in that world you'll have a guf and a nefesh. Or maybe not. Oh, oil and nefesh bavad. Maybe you'll only have a nefesh in that world. Bizmana hu a mischadish during that time that it's going to be mischadish. So says the Ramban, it's posh the toivats funil tzadikim is oilam haba. He said, but I have a chakira. I have three tzadim. What is oilam haba? Is oilam haba the oilam aneshamis that the neshama goes to after a person dies? Is oilam haba a world that's going to exist in the future? If it is that, is it a world that a person will have his guf and his neshama? Or is it a world that a person is only going to have his neshama? Says the Ramban, I'm laying out three tzadim. Abel ha-maisa, in the oilam ha-maisa, pun intended. Really, it's klar. It's barer kashemesh v'kitzarayim. That there's really one side. And that is, oilam haba is the oilam a world that's going to come into existence in the future. And in that world, a person is going to have a guf, and he's going to have an neshama. And by the way, here is the punchline. Not just that, it is the olam of Tchias HaMesim. So the Ramban now, I'm giving it away, but the Ramban now is going to bring rayas, chapter and verse. It's going to be very geshmak, because rove of the rayas that the Ramban brings on Gemara that we just learned. So the Ramban now is going to bring raya after raya after raya, that you want to know what olam haba is. It's not an olam haneshamas. It's an olam that has a guf and it has an neshama. And that world is not a world that exists right now. It's a world that's going to exist in the future. That world is what we know as the world of Tchias HaMesim. In other words, it's going to be Tchias HaMesim, which will usher in olam haba. Here's some of the rayas. Number one, the Mishnah says, "Kol Yisrael yesh lam chelik loylam haba." Then the Mishnah says, "Ve'elu she'en lam chelik loylam haba." Ha'oimer ain't chias amesim in a teres. What's the first gemara in Parak Chelik? Says gemara for kol kach lama. Why? Why is that the punishment for someone that says ain't chias amesim in a teres? Tana, it was taught in a braisa. Who kafar but chias amesim? This person that said ain't chias amesim in a teres, he denied chias amesim. Leficha'ch lo yehelei chelik but chias amesim. It's for that reason he will not have a chelik in chias amesim. Leficha kol midoysav shal hakadosh baruch hu mida keneged mida. Because kol midoysav shal hakadosh baruch hu punishes, it's always mida keneged mida. Says the Ramban, what's going on over here? The Mishnah says, "Kol Yisrael yesh lam chelik loylam haba, ve'elu she'ein lam chelik loylam haba." Who doesn't have a chelik in loylam haba? Someone that denies tchias amesim, or he says ain't tchias amesim in atayra. Why? Because it's mida keneged mida. What's the mida keneged mida? If the Mishnah would have said, "Ve'elu she'ein lahem chelik b'tchias amesim ha'im ain't tchias amesim in atayra," it'd be a mida keneged mida. If the Mishnah would say, "Ve'elu she'ein lam chelik loylam haba ha'im ain't loylam haba min atayra," then I would understand the mida keneged mida. The Mishnah says, "Ve'elu she'ein lam chelik loylam haba." Ha'omer ain't tchias amesim in atayra. That's not mida keneged mida. That's tanoi chitin v'hoidaloi b'sayrin. Zok the Ramban, v'shteita on the Eresh Tegmar. We spoke this out when we learned the daf, right? In the last machs we spoke about Arichos. V'shteita on the Eresh Tegmar. You see clearly that tchias amesim in oylam ba'ba is the same exact thing. Thus, ha'omer ain't tchias amesim in atayra mida keneged mida doesn't have a chelik in oylam haba because oylam haba is the oylam of tchias amesim. Here's another raya. Sanhedrin daf tzadik amud beis. This is the first daf of Perek Chelik. Amar Rabbi Yosi. B'dover zez yafti sifrei hakituim. With the following argument, I was able to knock out the kutim. Shahoyu oymrim she'ain't tchias amesim in atayra. The kutim were tying against tchias amesim in atayra. And they went so far, they started editing different gemaras and psukim and things. And the Torah, all of a sudden, was becoming mezuyef because they were trying to erase and eradicate every single remez that there is to tchias amesim in a Torah. But said Rabbi Yosi, I was able to knock them out. I was able to disprove them. How so? Because it says in the Torah, hikores anefesh ahi avoy naba. Hikores ba'olam hazeh. And what does hikores mean? La'olam haba. Or hikores tikores is ba'olam hazeh, and avoy naba is la'olam haba. But the bottom line is, said Rabbi Yosi, I was able to prove tchias amesim in atayrah. You know why? Because it says tikores min olam haba. What shaychis? You were able to prove olam haba. Were we able to prove tchias amesim? If tchias amesim and olam haba is not the same thing, so again, it's tanoi chitim ha'idloi b'sayrim. Rabbi Yosi says that I was able to prove tchias amesim in atayrah from hikores ba'olam hazeh tikores olam haba. What shaychis? The two have nothing to do with each other. Zokti Ramban, what do you see from here? That Olam Haba and the Olam Atchia is one and the same. Another Gemara that we learned together. Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik Amud Beis. This is the first Daf in Perek Chelik. The Gemara says, "Minayin Shakadosh Baruch Mechayim Meisim." How do you know the Eibush is going to be Mechayim Meisim? Shenem the Pasuk says, "Va'atim Advekim Hashem Elokeichem Chayim Kulchem Hayoyim." Ma Hayoyim Kulchem Chayim Af Lo Olam Haba Kulchem Chayim. Again, Minayin Betchias Meisim in Atayra because Af Lo Olam Haba Kulchem Chayim. One is Olam Haba, the other is Tchias Amesim. Says Ramban, it's mafurish like what I'm saying. It's a mafurish raya that Olam Haba and Tchias Amesim must be one of the thing. The Ramban says, I'll bring you another raya. The Gemara said that there's a stira. There's one pasuk that says that la'osad lavay v'chofra hachama u'boisha halavano. And there's another pasuk that says v'hoya ora halavano ka'ora hachama v'ora hachama yishiv asayim ka'ora shivisimei bereshis. So the Gemara said in one teretz loikasha, kan ba'olam hazeh, kan ba'olam haba. That means, ba'olam haba, there's going to be the chama, there's going to be the levana. Says the Ramban, if there's going to be a chama and a levana in olam haba can't be an olam haneshamos. Because in the olam haneshamos, there's no chama and there's no levana. So, the Ramban, it's muchach that olam haba must be a world that's physical. If it's a world that's physical, there's going to be a chama, there's going to be a levana. Oh, it's a physical world. That's a raya that it must be. The olam atchia is another raya. The Gemara said that the Dor HaMidbar is born of olam haba. Shenema, this Gemara we didn't learn yet together. It's at the end of Perek Chelik. Kuf Yud Amid Beis. Uftuyei Hashem Yeshuvim. That in the end of days, the Dor HaMidbar, they're going to return to Eretz Yisrael and they're going to come back to Tzion. The Dor HaMidbar has Olam Haba because even though the Dor HaMidbar wasn't able to enter Eretz Yisrael in the Midbar, Abel Asin Lava in Olam Haba they will enter Eretz Yisrael.
If Olam Haba is the Olam HaNesham, it's no Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is a place on this world. Oh, this is the biggest raya. Says, I'll bring you another raya. Come back to the beginning of Perek Chelek. Tav Tzadik Aleph Omer Beis. Om Rabbi Shua Ben Levi. Minayin L'Tchias HaMeis Minat Torah. How do you know this Tchias HaMeis Minat Torah? Shnema, the Pasuk says, Ashrei Yoishvei Veisecha, Oid Yehalalucha Sela. Hilalucha Loi Nemar, Elo Yehalalucha. Mikan L'Tchias HaMeis Minat Torah. Om Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, he continued. Kol Oimer Shira Ba'olam Hazeh, Zoyche Va'omer Lo'olam Haba. Right, these are two, but really the same memra, says the Ramban. Because it says Yahalalucha Sela. And Koloima Shira Bailam Azeh, Zoichala Imra Lailam Abba. Oh, must be that this Triasamesim, which I guess, must be the Zailam Haba. Why must be that this Triasamesim? Must be Oilam Haba, and Triasamesim is the same thing. So I'll bring you another raya. Kol Parnish and Managas at Sibur Benachas, Tzadik Bezam Days and Perik Chelik, Zoichuman Higal Oilam Haba. What does it mean a parnes is being managed tzibur in Olam Haba? In Olam Haba, right? Olam Haba is an Olam HaNeshamis. There's a parnes, there's a tzibur. Oh, must be, says the Ramban, Olam Haba is a physical place. It must be, it's the Olam of Tchias HaMeisim. Here's another raya. This raya is fire. A Gemara in Chulin Kuf Mem Beis Amid Aleph. It's also a Gemara in Kedushin Lamites Amid Beis. Tanya, Rabbi Yaakov Omer. Ein lecha kol mitzvah u'mitzvah sheksuva b'toira, shematan schar b'tzida, she'ein tchias ha-meisim tluyiba. Even though you find certain mitzvahs that has matan schar b'tzida, but Rabbi Yaakov said, I want you know what it's referring to? It's referring to tchias ha-meisim. She'nemar, it says in the Torah, l'man yitav loch v'arach t'yomim. Says this by Shuluch HaKan. L'man yitav loch is l'yom shekuloi toiv. V'arach t'yomim l'yom shekuloi arach. What's the yom shekuloi toiv and the yom shekuloi arach? That's Olam Haba. And what did Rabbi Yaakov say? Ein lecha kol mitzvah u'mitzvah sheksuva b'toira, shematan schara b'tzida, she'ein tchias ha-meisim tluyaba. It's mefurish. It's mefurish, says the Ramban, that the world of Olam Haba, the Yom Shekulay Tov, the Yom Shekulay Aruch, is the world of tchias ha-meisim. Two more rayas. There's a Shmois Rabba. Shmois Rabba, Tesvav Chav Aleph. Asaru Dvarim Asir HaKadosh Baruch L'Chadosh Ba'olam Haba. There are 10 things that the Eivishter in Olam Haba is going to be Mechadosh. The first one is She'asid Lahayr Loi Lamay. The second one is the Eivishter is going to be Moitzi Mayim Chayim from Yerushalayim. The third one is Hashem is going to be Oisei Ilonois Litein Pei Roiseim B'chol Chodesh V'Chodesh. Haruviyah She'im Boinim Kol HaChurvois V'im Mokim Chorev Ba'olam. HaChamishah She'u Boinu Yerushalayim B'Evin Saper, etc., etc. HaShviyah She'u Mevi Kol HaChayis V'chol HaOifis V'chol ha'rim mosim shabayilam v'koris nimam brisim Yisrael hashminis she'enoi tchia v'yalala. There's going to be no more crying. Yishaya Novi said lo yishama ba'oid kol bechi v'kol za'aka hachia she'enoi moves. All the Olam Haba? What are you talking about? These are all physical things, says the Ramban. Oh, must be. Olam Haba is a physical world. It must be. It's the Olam Ha. It must be. It's the Olam Ha'tchia. And one last one. A bracious rabbi, Yudalid Hey. We know Rashi brings a chumash. It says Vayitzer by Adam with two yuds. Shnei Yitzirois. Yitzir ba'olam hazeh. The Yitzir la'olam haba. Says the Bereishis Rabbah. Beisol Oimer. Geshem she Yitzir asa ba'olam hazeh. Kach Yitzir asa la'olam haba. Ma Yitzir asa ba'olam hazeh. Maschul ba'or u'baser v'goymer begidim v'atzamois. Kach la'osad lava in maschul ba'or u'baser v'goymer begidim v'atzamois. The Yitzir of olam haba is going to mirror the Yitzir of olam hazeh. The Yitzir of Olam Hazeh is a physical Yitzir. It sounds like this new Yitzir of Olam Haba is also a physical Yitzir. Oh, by the way, what does it sound like? Tchias HaMeisim, that's what it sounds like. That's the Shnei Yitziros. There's the Yitzir of Olam Hazeh, there's the Yitzir of Olam Haba. Right, if Olam Haba is Olam HaNeshama, there's no Yitzir, the Neshama, poof, goes up. You have a Neshama and it goes wherever it's going to go. There's a new Yitzir, there's a Chadish Yomeinu Kekedem here. That's Tchias HaMeisim, Zokter Ramban. I just mentioned 10 Mekoiris from the Ramban. If you look at the Ramban inside, there's at least another 10. It's chapter and verse, raya after raya after raya. And the Ramban says, it's klar. If you go through all these rayas and you make the sikum beyond a reasonable doubt, there's no shaila in the world. There's no shaila in the world, says the Ramban, that Olam Haba is the Olam Hatchia. The truth is like this. If you go back and just sit on these 10 rayas that we just mentioned, really all of the rayas that the Ramban brought, really you could divide them into two groups. Just kedai to add this kinach. One of them is the Ramban has mefurish rayas that Olam Haba is the Olam Hatchia, right? Mida connected mida. You a koifer and tchias ha-meisim, it's for that reason you're not going to have a chelik in Olam Haba. Oh, you see, it's one and the same, right? That when it says in the Torah, Yom Shekuloi Toiv, Yom Shekuloi Yoruch, it means tchias ha-meisim. That we know is Olam Haba. Also, you see, tchias ha-meisim and Olam Haba must be one and the same. Because a lot of the rayas are checkmate. Some of the rayas the Rambam brought are not so checkmate. Some of the rayas that the Rambam brought is going to be a levone and a chama in a olam haneshamas. How could that be? Right, the 10 things that are going to exist in a world of neshamas, all these things have no pshat. What's the Rambam going to tell you to those dinas? It's a moshul, it's a chida, right? The Rambam said I'm a furish. So really, some of the rayas, we know what the Rambam would have told us if he was standing here. Some of the rayas, we really don't know. We have to wait, mamish, for the oil matchiah. Because the Rambam seems to have mefurish rayas, that tchiah sameisim and oil mabba is one and the same. I'm skipping a little bit. The Rambam goes, and then he says a dover nifla. Listen to this ha'ara from the Rambam. The Rambam says, you know, I made an observation, and I noticed that there isn't one place in the entire Torah Sheval Peh, in Bavli, Yerushalmi, in Medrashim, in Sifra, in Sifriz, and Mechiltas, there isn't one place where there's a mention of somebody being an Olam Haba. That's what the Ramban says. I never found somebody in Olam Haba. In fact, says the Ramban, every single time there's a mention of Olam Haba, it says that Ploini is going to be Mezumin L'chaya Olam Haba. Mention a mashal. The Gemara says in Brachis Samach Aleph on the days, right? You thought you can't pull anything more out of this Gemara. The Gemara says that after Rabbi Akiva was tortured to death, so Baskel came out and said, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva sheyotza nishmosa be'echad. After that Baskel came, so Amr Malach Asharis Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zu Torah v'zu Schara, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva? What do you mean? Rabbi Akiva is the great Rabbi Akiva. Look at what happened to Rabbi Akiva. So Baskel came out and said, no, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, sha'atum mezumin l'chayi olam haba. Says the Ramban, Rabbi Akiva was nifter, right? Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, sheyotze nishmosa be'echot. Zu toyer v'zu schara? Yeah, atum mezumin l'chayi olam haba. What do you mean, atum mezumin l'chayi olam haba? He was in olam haba. How is he only at that point mezumin l'chayi olam haba? Shouldn't he physically be in olam haba? Zok the Ramban, it's muchach from here that even Rabbi Akiva, after he left this world, didn't go to olam haba, because olam haba is a world that's going to come into existence in the future. It doesn't exist right now, and if it doesn't exist right now, so that can't. So what then is Pshan Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva right now is mezumin l'chayi olam haba. But you want to know if Rabbi Akiva is in olam haba? He's not in olam haba. He says v'chein b'mekoy misrabim ma'oid b'talmud. You always find people that are mezumin l'chayi olam haba. Here's one more maramakim. It's a sefri, and then the parashas vayelach. It says as follows: Halach malach hamavas etzal harim ubkoyes. This is after the petira Moshe Rabbeinu. So malach hamavas went to the harim ubkoyes. Amar lahem re'isem es Moshe. Right? Did you see Moshe? Amru loy. They told him elikim haven darka. Elikim gonzoi l'chayi olam haba. Hakadosh Baruch Hu hid him away. Gonzoi l'chayi olam haba. So that one day he'll go to olam haba. Ve'en kol bria yodaspoi. Nobody knows where he is because nobody knows where he's buried. Says the Ramban, gonzoi l'olam haba. He should have been in olam haba. Says the Ramban, it's muchach for me that olam haba didn't happen yet. Olam haba is a world that's coming to existence at some point in the future. When's it going to come into existence? After Tchias HaMeis. So that's klar. This is like the whole back end of Shaar HaGmul, where the Ramban, beyond a reasonable doubt, proves his position, which is that Olam Haba is the Olam HaTchia. It's not a world that exists right now. It's a world that's coming to exist in the future. Says Ramban, if that's the case, what happens to a person after he dies? So when a person dies, where does he go? Where does he go? Says the Ramban, it's where you always thought he went before we got a little confused here in the beginning of Parakalik. Right, if somebody would have asked you a week ago, what happens to a person after he dies? He goes to Gan Eden or Gehenim, right? Mishpat Rosham to Gehenim, Zut Beis Chodesh, that's why you say Kaddish for 11 months, I mean, we'll be Nyonim, that we know. So if you say, you go to Gan Eden, if not, that's what the Ramban says. Says Ramban, that's exactly where a person goes. He goes to Gan Eden. Where's Gan Eden, says Ramban? This is a little tricky. Says Ramban, there's two Gan Edens. There's Gan Eden Atachtoin, and there's Gan Eden Elyon. There's Gan Eden Atachtoin, Kimavur, Parashas Bereishis. But there's also a Gan Eden Elyon. The Gan Eden Elyon is the Gan Eden of the Olam HaNeshamis. Gan Eden Atachtoin is a place in this world. Adam Arishon was there. Now, what's the purpose of Gan Eden Atachtoin? So Ramban rather says something fascinating. He says that the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos that after a person dies, the first Yud Beis Chodesh, his guf is still somewhat kayin. Now, even though the body physically may be decomposing, but on some deeper level, the guf is kayim, and the neshama is oil v'yoyret. So if the guf is kayim, vu licked the guf, says the Ramban, I licked in Gan Eden HaTachton. So there's a place for Gan Eden HaTachton, even after a person dies.
But this Gan Eden atachten, this Gan Eden Elyon, after a person ties, he goes to Gan Eden. What happens if a person's not Zaycha? He goes to Gehenim. Right? This Gan Eden and this Gehenim, says the Ramah, says Pasha. When a person dies, it's Gan Eden Gehenim. What is Olam Haba? Olam Haba is not where a person goes when he dies. Olam Haba is not an Olam HaNeshamis. Olam Haba, you have a goof. The Ramban says a million rayas to this. Narvas, Olam Haba is the place that a person is going to go to after the Olam HaTchiyah in the event that he's going to be Zaycha. And by the way, at that point, there will be people that will be Zaycha and there are people that are not going to be Zaycha. Now says the Ramban, I want to explain to you another Yisoid. And that is, Tchiyas HaMeisen really is going to exist for everybody. This is another diversion from the Shittas HaRam. That Tchiyas HaMeisen is going to exist for everybody. Now, what's going to be the purpose of Tchiyas HaMeisen for everybody? So Ramban says the tachlis of that Tchiyas HaMeisen is going to be, it's going to be the Yoim HaDin HaGadol. The Yoim HaGadol V'Anoyer. What's going to happen is, at the end of days, when it's going to be ready for this new world to come into existence, all of a sudden everybody's going to get up. And when everybody's going to get up, there's going to be a Yoim HaGadol V'Anoyer, there's going to be a Yoim HaMishpat. Now says the Ramban, you're going to tell me, what do you mean man was judged already after he died? All the people that died, right? These are the people, Shalzei Anudon and Tchiyas HaMeisen. So why they're being judged again? So the Ramban says it's going to be another Mishpat. This is going to be another Mishpat. And at that Mishpat, it's going to be determined who's going to merit a portion in the world to come and who's not going to merit a portion in the world to come. We've mentioned many times that the Marna Gris, the very, very end, it's the last page in the Sefer on Chumash, he brings Shamati Kamupamim from the Tat Reb Chaim. The Reb Chaim said that what's going to be the purpose of having this Yom HaGadol HaNoira to end the days? So Reb Chaim said, because really, it's impossible to properly judge a person until the end of days. Because a person is not only judged based on what he did. A person is also judged based on the influence that he had on other people. And really, until the end of days, until the curtain comes down, you're not going to know what hashpa a person might have had on somebody else. It's going to be impossible to know. And it's for that reason, said Reb Chaim, there's going to have to be in cheshbon, poshen, and pshat, a yoim ha-mishpat at the end of days. Because a person could have lived 500 years ago, but his influence, l'toiv o'l'ra, is still being felt right now. So at the very end of days, there's going to have to be a yoim ha-mishpat to now make an accounting and do the cheshbon of every single person, what he did while he was alive, what is Hashpoyos were after he left this world, and then it's going to be determined who's a Ben Olam Haba and who's not a Ben Olam Haba. So says the Ramban, the Tzaddikim are all going to come from Gan Eden, and he said all the Rishoyim that were in Gehenim, were not in Gehenim, they're all going to come. Everyone's going to come. Every person's going to come. Now the Ramban Grada says there's some people, there's a small sliver of the population that's not even going to get that. But that's already beyond the scope of this share. But the bottom line is everybody's going to come. Everybody's going to show up with the guf, Tchiyas HaMeisen. And there's going to be another Yom HaMishpat. And during that Yom HaMishpat, it's going to be determined who's going to be Zoicha to a Chelek in Olam Haba and who's not going to be Zoicha to a Chelek in Olam Haba. So according to the Ramban, what's the Cheshben? According to the Ramban is, we're all in Olam Hazeh. A person dies, he goes to an Olam HaNeshamis. What's that Olam HaNeshamis? It's not Olam Haba. That Olam HaNeshamis is Gan Eden and Gehenim. At some point in the future, there's going to be Yemois HaMashiach. Mashiach's going to come. After Mashiach comes, there's going to be Tchiyas HaMeisim. That Tchiyas HaMeisim is going to be for everybody. The Tzadikim, the Rishon, everybody's going to get up. And now there's going to be a new Cheshben. This is the final tally, which like Reb Chaim was Masber, you couldn't have until the very, very end of days. And at that point, it's going to be determined who's going to get the ticket to now live in Olam Haba and who's not going to get the ticket to live in Olam Haba. Whoever is going to get the ticket, he's going to go on, he's going to live in Olam Haba. And Olam Haba is the Chaim She'enim Ba'amaves, it's the Toivah She'enim Ra, but it's going to be with the Guf, because that's what Tchiyas HaMeisim is, in this new world that doesn't exist now, that's going to come into existence in the future. And whoever is not going to merit is not going to merit. And really, that Oynish of not getting the ticket to be in Olam Haba is much worse than the Mishpah Rishon BeGehenim and anything that this Neshama had to have endured prior to that point, because this is the real bad. The real bad is there's this great show that's going to go on forever and you're not going to have a ticket. You're not going to be able to witness it. But in the world of the Ramban, that's the way this is going to play itself out. So really, if you think about the chilukim between the Rambam and the Ramban, right? Let's be mispointing a little bit. According to the Rambam, it's Olam Hazeh. Then a person dies, he goes to Olam Haba. In the end of days, there's going to be Yemois HaMashiach. In Yemois HaMashiach, there'll be Tchiyas HaMeisim. The Tchiyas HaMeisim will be a transient period because people will come back to life, but they're going to live only for a certain amount of time. By the way, it's only going to be for the tzaddikim. In the Olam HaTchila, they'll have access to this physical place known as Gan Eden. They'll chaparayin, maybe more mitzvahs. That's what Rav Saadia Gaon said. Rav never explained it. And then afterwards, they're going to die. And when they die, they're going to go back to Olam Haba, which is where they were before Tchias HaMeisim. According to the Ramban, a person dies, he goes not to Olam Haba. He goes to Gan Eden, or Rachman al Tzlan Gehenim. In the end of days, is going to be a Tchias HaMeisim, not just for tzaddikim. Tchias HaMeisim for everybody. That's going to happen during the Yemois HaMashiach, right? That's when it's going to play itself out. It's going to play itself out during the Yemois HaMashiach. There'll be a Yom HaGod of HaNeira, a mishpat for everybody. Whoever's going to merit to continue to live will now move on to the next phase of existence, which is Olam Haba. Everybody else is going to go home. It's going to be the end. Meis kebehemis, the Lashon HaRambam, and that's going to be the end of everybody. That's according to the Ramban, the way it's going to play itself out. So again, the first major nafkamina is what's Olam Haba. According to the Ramban, a person dies, it goes to Olam Haba. According to the Ramban, no, Olam Haba is the Olam of Tchias HaMeisim, which, by the way, just in terms of the definition of the word Olam Haba, right? According to the Rambam, Olam Haba is not a world that's going to come into existence. It's a world that a person will come to after he leaves Olam Hazeh. According to the Ramban, the Olam itself is Haba, right? The world doesn't exist. The Heftza of the world is Haba. The Heftza of the world is going to come into existence. Another nafkamina between the Rambam and the Ramban is with Gan Eden. Right, where's Gan Eden? What is Gan Eden? According to the Ramban, Gan Eden is the Olam HaNeshamis. That's where a person goes to right after he dies. According to the Rambam, no. Gan Eden is going to be a place here in this world that's going to exist, be in Mois HaMashiach, for the Tzandikim to be able to have some sort of Tainig. Another nafkamina is, will a person die after Tchias HaMeisim? According to the Rambam, yeah, he says in Mefurish, people are going to die, because the Tachlis is not Tchias HaMeisim. The Tachlis is to go back to the Olam HaNeshamis. According to the Ramban, Tchias HaMeisim is Olam Haba. It's the Chaim She'eni Ma'amavas, which means that people in the world of Olam Haba are going to exist forever, right? So that means Tchias HaMeisim is going to be an eternal existence. There's another nafkamina. Another nafkamina is, in the Olam HaTchiyah, how are people going to conduct themselves? According to the Rambam, it sounds like we're going to come back to life and we're going to live. I don't know, just like we live today, we're going to live then. I mean, that's what it sounds like. There'll just be less tirdus, right? Ein bein olam hazeh l'yemois ha-mashiach, says the Rambam, elo shivu nalchus b'lvad. That's what yemois ha-mashiach is going to be. According to the Ramban, the olam hatchiyah is olam haba. Now, you have to get this clear. Olam Haba, it's a Gemara in Brachas Yud Zayin. The Rambam quotes it in Perches Halacha Beis Hilchos Shuv. The Rambam makes a big deal about it. In fact, this is the Even Apin of the Shittas Rambam. But the Ramban can't argue with what we're about to say. And that is, Olam Haba. Olam Haba im bo leyachil v'lo yishtil. Ele nafshe sa tzadikim b'vayt, right? The Yoshvin, atariseim b'rishayim v'nenem is v'ashchino. That's klar. Not nafshe sa tzadikim b'vayt. That's the Rambam's Yisofa. But there's no achil and there's no shtil. Ele, right? Tzadikim yoshvin, atariseim b'rishayim v'nenem is v'ashchino. There's no achila, there's no shtia. And by the way, the Ramban, when he works through a Shara Gemol, he says, one second, if there's going to be a guf, how is it possible there's going to be no achila, but no shtia? So the Ramban has two mahalachim. One mahalach is that we'll have such hana from the shechina that spiritually we'll be able to exist. What do we need food for? You need food to have a kiyum. We're going to have our kiyum in more of a spiritual way. Inami says maybe we're going to have man, all rooted in Chazal. But the bottom line is, according to the Rambam, in the Olam HaTchiyah, we're going to live like, I don't know, we'll live like we're living now. That's certainly what it sounds like. Ein bein Olam HaZeh. L'moysa Mashiach Elushim B'malchis B'vat. Right, Nekoi Tai Klala B'yotch in Shittas HaRambam. You'll die, right? It's ein bein Olam HaZeh. According to the Ramban, that is Olam Haba. Olam Haba, there's no Achil V'shtiyah. Which means we're going to be physical, but at the same time, there's going to be no Achil V'shtiyah. So I just want to end with one thing. And that is, so in the world of the Ramban, Olam Haba is really the Olam HaTchiyah, which means in Olam Haba we're going to have our guf, right? Very interesting. According to the Rambam in Olam Haba, the real existence, all you are is a neshama. According to the Ramban, you have a guf. It's like a funny zach, right? We're going to have a guf. Like, how do you even understand that? To me, it's a little interesting. Right? We're going to have our guf in this eternal existence. I think there's one very wichtige maramakim, and we'll end with this. And that is, the Ramban, in his Pirush al HaTorah and Parshas Netzavim, it's on the Pasuk, Umol Hashem Elokeches Levavcho Ves Levav Zarecho Le'ahavas Hashem Elokecha B'chol Levavcho B'chol Nafshecho L'man Chayecho. So, this is a Pasuk that describes some time in the future where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us a bris milah. The Eibush is going to be the moil. Umol Hashem Elokeches Levavcha Veslavav Zarecha. But the milah is going to be on our heart. Not only our heart, but the heart of our children as well. One paragraph in Ramban. V'nirim in aksuvim inyan zeh she'omer. I feel that from these psukim, you see the following idea. Ki min abriya, from the beginning of time, man had free will to do good or bad. And really, the entire time that we had a Torah and an obligation to keep Torah, this is the way it was. So that we would merit a schus if we chose the right path, and be punished if we did the wrong thing. The bechira of man is going to be only to do good. The heart is going to have no desire to do something it's not supposed to do. And that's what the pasuk means when it says, because really, lust, right? Wanting and desiring pleasures, arla b'alev. What it is, it's an arla in the lev. Umoil alev. You know what mila of the lev is? Shalay yachmoid. V'loy yisave. Yoshua Adam. Here's the punchline. Man will return at that time. You ready? Lasher hoyo koydim chetish l'adam arishan. To what he was like before the chet of Adam Arishon. Shaya oise betivoy, masheroy la soisoy, v'loy hoyer betsoynoy dover vehefechoy kumoisha pirashti beseyde bereshis. That ba'achris hayom, a man is going to come back, he's going to be like Adam Arishon, where he's going to only do what what's right, ukemoisha pirashti beseyde bereshis. If it sounds familiar, we spoke about this ba'arichos and chumash here. What does the Ramban say in Parashas Bereshis? He says, "Vayofa be'enai ki ha'adam ha'yoisa betivay masheroy lasleis kafiat toledes." That man, based on his nature, so his nature when Adam Arishon was created before Achet, all he was programmed to do was what was right. Kasher yasu hashamayim v'chol tzvaon shehim poyal le'emes shepulosam emes v'lo yishanu es tafkidom ve'ein lohem b'maseyim ahavo yisino. But what happened? The Eitz Hadas had an Eperos, and these Eperos was moilin in a person Bechira. Adam Arishon ate from it, and the rest is history. But how was Adam Arishon created? He was created like the Shemayim and the Tzvam. Shem Poyale Emes, Shepulosam Emes, V'lo Yishanu Es Tafkidom. Says the Ramban, that's what we're going to go back to in the end of days, and that's what the Pasuk means when it says, Umol Hashem Alekechas Levavcha Veslavav Zarecha. Now, the Ramban doesn't say, he says, it's not a stretch to say that this is what he means, right? First of all, how much time is there going to be from Yemois HaMashiach until Tchias HaMeisen? Again, this is all above our pay grade. But the Ramban seems to be describing a Zman, after Mashiach's going to come, where a person is going to have his guf, but at the same time, he's going to be like Adam Arishon Kaidem Achet. That's a geschmack way to be able a little bit to be mamchish what it means in Olam HaTchiyah, where you have a guf, but at the same time, you're on some very, very high spiritual level. It's mamish the madrig of Adam Arishon Kaidem Achet. And just like Adam Arishon Kaidem Achet, he had his guf, but he was on an incredible level, a level we had no bechira. Says the Ramban, that's the yomim she'im ben chefetz. That's what we're going to come back to. We're going to come back to such as man. And by the way, just the chazarova, we said over, that what's the oimek? What's the oimek of the madrig of Adam Arishon where he didn't have bechira? So partially it means he was programmed that way. But we said it could be the vart is, based on what Ramei Simcha says in a few places, that Klai Yisrael, at the time of Kabbalah Sar Sinai, they had no Bechira. It was Kofaleim Harkagigas. And Ramei Simcha says, that what does it mean it was Kofaleim Harkagigas? Because it was Ato Reis La'adas Ki Hashem Hu Alikim Einoi Milvadoi. There was such a clarity in the world, right? There was such clarkite that there was no mocking for a person to have any Bechira. It was impossible. What are you going to do? You were going to say no? Ato Reis La'adas. They saw the truth. They saw Maisa Bereshis in front of them. So if you see Maisa Bereshis in front of you, you have no Bechira not to do the wrong thing. Adam Arishon Kaidem Achet was Began Eden. He was Yetzir Kapish al Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? He's the one person that's not a Yeludisha. Ashri Yeludisha, Adam Arishon's not a Yeludisha. So Adam Arishon, Kaidim Achet, had no Bechira. You know why? Pasha, because where's the Bechira? How can he have Bechira? He saw with such clarity. Then he ate from the Eitz Hadas. And again, the rest, we're going to go back to that Madrego. We're going to go back to Madrego. We're going to have a guf, but it's going to be Madregas Adam Arishon, Kaidim Achet. Adam Arishon, Kaidim Achet on Bechira. Adam Arishon, Kaidim Achet, maybe with that Toisefes Kinech. And what is that? It's the Toisefes that is going to be such clarity in the world because of Umol Aretz Deya. That it's going to be impossible for a person to have Bechira. You're talking that's what the Oymik is. But the bottom line is, it's going to be a spiritual existence. It's going to be a spiritual existence with the Guf. This is all in the world of the Ramban. This is the Olam HaTikun. Right, the Sfar Makdoshim all say, Adam HaRishon, had he not eaten from the Eitz HaDas, he would have been Masak in the Olam, right? The real Tikkun HaOlam could have came through that. That Rizal said he ate Paga, right? He ate these unripened fruit. If he would have waited 3 hours until Shabbos like this, and because of the fact that Adam HaRishon didn't wait, right? And David HaMelech didn't wait. So that's why we're waiting for Mashiach. And that's really coming full circle. That the Tikkun HaOlam could have come from Adam HaRishon mit the Gof. That's what we're going to come back to. We're going to come back to having a guf where there will be a tikkun olam. Achos hayomim is the ultimate tikkun olam. Mit the guf, kimadregas adam rishon kaidem achet. That Ramban in Parshas Nitzavim on the pasuk umol Hashem alekeches levavcho lechayru zatzushal to this Ramban in the Shaar Agmol. Either way, we had the Shittas HaRambam, we had the Shittas HaRamban. Believe it or not, there's still a lot more to talk about. We'll see whether or not we have time to do it now, or maybe we'll have to wait for a little bit longer. But either way, there's one thing that's klar, right? There's one thing that's klar, and that is animamim b'muna shalem b'vias hamashiach v'af al pi sheyisma mei im kol zeh achakulei b'chol yom sheyavoy and animamim b'muna shalem b'tchias hamesim, right? Be'isha yalu rotzim e'isa b'ir yisparach shemai. We don't understand it. What it is, it's like the Rambam, it's like the Ramban. One thing is clear, and that is there's going to be a tchias hamesim. It's one of the ikrei amuna. One day there's going to be schar v'oynish. That's also from the ikrei amuna. We should be zoicha to tchias hamesim. We should be zoicha to be a samashiach. We should be zoicha to tikkun ha'olam. We shouldn't have to wait anymore. Let's find out whether the emes is like the Rambam, whether the emes is like the Ramban. Let's be honest. It doesn't matter. Let's just get there already. We'll all figure it out together in real time. B'meir b'yameinu, amen v'amen.